Hebrews chapter 1, this message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on August 21st, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第一章，这篇信息是威廉·伯南汉弟兄1957年8月21日在美国印第安纳州杰弗森维尔伯南汉堂所传讲的。
To give a little, I think there's nothing better to me than just the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
给一点点吧。我觉得对于我来说，没有什么东西比神的道更好了。信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
On Wednesdays and maybe on Sundays, one of the services of Sunday, giving a pastor just a little rest, which is very deserving of it, and thought maybe we'd just take a book in the Bible. We used to do that and sometimes stay a year on it.
在星期三，或许星期天。或者是星期天其中的一场聚会吧，给牧师一点休息时间，他是应该休息一下的。我想我们也许集中学习圣经里的某一本书，我们以前那么做过，有时候一年里就讲一本书。
I remember one time we stayed a solid year on the book of Revelation. But oh my, the things that we learned and how wonderful it was.
我记得有一次我们用了一整年时间学习启示录，啊，我们学到了多么奇妙的东西啊！
Then we went back and got the book of Daniel, or the book of Genesis, or Exodus, and just take it chapter by chapter, and it just ties the entire Bible together. Oh, I just love that.
然后呢，我们接下去学习过但以理书，或者创世纪、出埃及记，一章接一章的讲。那样把整本圣经都串联起来啊，我就爱那么做。
A little later on, we'll have to get the, if the Lord continues to bless and we go on, we'll get into some real deep things in here, real deep, and we'll just go from place to place through the scripture with it.
过不久，如果主继续的祝福，我们也继续的做下去，我们就会讲到一些很深的内容。非常深的，我们会从一本书到另一本书，把整本圣经都串起来。
And I like to make scripture compare with scripture. That's the way it must be. It's just one great, beautiful picture.
我喜欢把经文与经文对比，必须那样做，那样就看到一幅极美丽的图画。
And in this book that we're studying, we're going to get in salvation and divine healing and miracles and mercies and all everything. Amen. Here,
我们正学习的这一本书里，我们会学到救恩、神的医治、神迹、怜悯等等啊，每一样东西都会联系在一起。
And maybe when I get to a place where I have to get to the meetings, I never know just when I'm going to be to a meeting, called to a meeting, because I don't have anything set until I've just.Feel led to do a certain thing, and that may be before in the morning. I may fly to California, up to Maine or somewhere, just where he would call me.
也许我要到某个地方去举办聚会，因为我从来都不是预先知道要去某个聚会，直到被呼召要去某个地方聚会，因为我没有很确定的计划，直到我感到被神带领去做某件事，在某天早晨。我可能会飞往加利福尼亚州、缅因州或什么地方，只看神呼召我去哪里。
That's the reason I don't set great long itineraries because I can't do that. My ministry is not cut out that way. And it's just different.
那就是我不做长期计划的原因，因为我计划不了，我的事工是不同的，不适合那样。
And now I come home just for a little rest. I lost 20 pounds in this last.Meeting and Brother Mercer and Brother Gold was up a while ago and said, Brother Branham, I noticed what you do, you put your whole heart into it.
现在我是回家来休息一下的， 在上次聚会中，我的体重减轻了20磅。梅谢尔弟兄和高德弟兄不久前对我说，伯纳汉弟兄，我注意到你无论做什么都是全力投入的。我说，那是唯一正确的为主做工的方法呀，就是把你得到的一切都为基督献上，你的权力、你的灵魂、你的全心、你的权益、你所有的一切。
When you're doing anything, do it right or don't do it at all. See, just leave it alone. If you're going to be a Christian, put everything that you've got to Christ. That's your time, your talent, your everything.
不管你做什么事，要么就做好，要么就干脆不做，不是吗？要么就不要理他。如果你要当一个基督徒，就要把你所有的一切都献给基督，就是你的时间、你的才能、你的一切。
I just noticed in this young fellow, that's your wife, Brother Burns, is it said, playing and singing. There, that young couple, and it isn't a piano, neither is it an organ, but it's some kind of an instrument. They make a strum it and pick it and do something for the Lord.
我刚才注意到这位年轻人，那是你的妻子伯恩斯弟兄对吗？在那里弹琴唱歌，一对年轻人，那不是钢琴，也不是风琴，反正是什么乐器，他们就弹奏着为主做点什么。
If you could do that and sing, that's win souls. Do something. No matter you can whistle a whistle, just do something. Just testify or do something for the kingdom of God. Whatever you got, put it to the use in God's service.
Amen.
如果你会弹琴和唱歌，那也是赢得灵魂的事，做点什么。如果你会吹口哨，那就吹吧，反正做点什么都是为神的国做见证。不管你有什么恩赐，都把它用到侍奉神的用途上。
Now we're not going to try to stay very long because I know you work, you got to get up early, and I'm going squirrel hunting every morning. I just tell you the truth, that's what I'm doingThat's what I come home for, is to rest a little.
我们不想聚会很长时间，因为我知道你们要工作，早晨要很早起床。我每天早晨打松鼠，我只是告诉你实话，那就是我所做的事。那是我回家的原因，就是休息一下。
And I'm getting up by 4 o'clock and going out in the woods and, well, hunt a little bit and go to sleep. And I'm gaining some of that weight back. So I get rested up after a while, if you, the Lord willing, and everything's fine.
我早晨大约是4点钟起床，到树林里去，打一会猎，然后睡觉。所以我的体重又恢复了一些。如果主愿意，我就这么休息一段时间，一切都还好。
All right, now we're going to turn in your Bibles. I want you to bring your Bibles each night as you can. And somebody likes a few...Would somebody want to follow along with the readings? We got some here. We'd have some of the ushers to pass them out. Anybody want one? Well, just raise your hand.
好了，现在我们来翻开圣经。我想要你们每天晚上都带上圣经，如果可以的话。如果有的人没有带圣经，又想跟着读的话，这里还有一些圣经，请领座员传递给他们。谁想要？好的，请举手。
Wonder if Brother Doctor.There, Brother Burns. Is that right, Burns? I heard him say that. What? Conrad. I'm getting kind of hard hearing, maybe, rather than that. How did I ever get the name of Burns? I know the man's face, and I just couldn't call his name.
是不是请道格弟兄上来把这些圣经拿去？你站得离伯恩斯弟兄比较近。伯恩斯弟兄，是不是啊？我听他说。那位弟兄说，我姓康拉德。什么？康拉德？我喊他，我的听力也许有些减退了。那位弟兄，我怎么会叫他伯恩斯这个名字呢？我认得那个人，但叫不出他的名字来。
And you know, as you get a little older, I find out one thing, it's harder for me to read this Bible. And I just hate to think of having to wear glasses to read the Bible.
你知道，当你年龄大一些，我就发现读这个圣经呢就有些困难了，我不愿意想象戴上眼镜读圣经的情景。
But here not long ago, I thought I was going blind. And I went over to see Sam, and Sam said, Bill, I don't know. So I'll just get you an appointment with some specialist.
不久前，我以为我要瞎了，我就去看山姆医生。山姆说，比尔，我不懂，我帮你跟哪位眼科专家约一下吧。
I went to Louisville. It must have been the will of the Lord. Some famous specialist, I forget his name now. But he read my book, and he said, if you ever go back to Africa, I want to go with you.
我就去了路易威尔，那一定是主的旨意。我遇上了一位著名的眼科专家，我现在忘了他的名字。他读过我的书，说，你什么时候再去非洲，我想跟你一起去。
He said, and if you, them African people love you, and said, they're very superstitious, especially with a knife to go to cutting. So, said, I want to give 6 months of my life for operations of cataracts and things to, in mission.
那些非洲人很爱你，他们是很迷信的，特别是对动刀子的事。所以我想用我生命中的六个月时间去通过传教方式做白内障手术。
And said, if we could go together and you could win favor of them like that, said, then if they had cataracts and eye works, I'd just love to give it free of charge, 6 months of it. And I forget how long you have to wait for an appointment with him.
如果我们能一起去多好，你在那里很受欢迎。如果那些人里有患白内障之类的眼科疾病的，我愿意用六个月的时间为他们做免费的手术。我忘了跟他约一次门诊需要等候多长时间。
And we're sitting in a little room and had a little red light come on back there in a dark room. Well, I could read them letters. It said 2020. I could read it either way. And he snapped it on 15:15. I could read it and put it on 10:10. I could read it. So, well, there's not much wrong with your eyes.
我们就坐在一个小房间里，那里是暗室，有一盏小红灯，在22:00，我可以读出那些字母，我都可以读出那些字母。然后他就把它又换到15:15。我也能读出来，最后又转换成10:10，我还是能读出来。他说：“好了，你的眼睛没有什么大毛病。”
He had a little telescope. He put a little gadget back there, a little thing. You know, them old telescopes. How many remember? You used to look through them, look at pictures, just like that.
他有一个小望远镜，他放了一点小玩意在那背后，一点小东西。你知道那种老式的望远镜吗？有多少人记得？我们过去通过那种东西看电影的那种，就像那么个东西。
And he said, "Can you read that?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Read it for me." It had a whole paragraph about like that. I started reading, he started pulling it up. I kept getting slower and slower. He got about like this. I stopped.
他说：“你能读那个吗？”我说：“是的，先生。”他说：“你读给我听。”那是一整段文章，差不多是那样。我就开始读，他就把那个东西呢拿得越来越高。我就读得越来越慢，他最后拿得像这样，我就读不下去了。
He said, "I can tell you one thing. You're past 40." I said, "Yep, I tried it. Long ways past it." He said, "How have you done it?"
他说，我可以告诉你一件事，你已经过了40岁。我说，是的，那是对的，早就过了。他说，那你怎么能没变化呢？
He said, "The human eye, naturally, when you get 40 years old, like your hair gets gray and so forth."The eyeball gets flat. So now, if you live long enough, that'll come back again.
他说，人类的眼睛就好像你的头发，过了40岁就灰白一样，你的眼睛也会起变化。如果你能活得足够长寿的话，它又会变回来。
That second sight, they call it. They said a human being at about 40 years old, they'll actually said there's nothing wrong with your eyes. I could, like I said, hair if it's laying on the floor, get it all from me, but get close to me.
他说。那是超人的视力，他们是那么称呼。人类到了40岁时，实际上你的眼睛没有任何毛病。如果有一根头发在地上，在这种距离我都可以看得见，但如果离近了反而看不见。
And he said, "Now you read your Bible," said, "you push it away from you," said, "after a while your arm's not going to be long enough, you can't get out of far enough to get a hold of it."
他说，现在你读你的圣经，你把它移远一点才读得清楚，再过些时候你的胳膊就不够长，看到吗？你没有足够长的手来拿它了。
And he made me a pair of glasses, and the bottom part you can, it's for reading. He said, "Now in your pulpit," he thought I was one of these dignified preachers, you know, and so that the top part just regular window glass, just regular glass, and the bottom part's got some kind of a grind in it that I can read it close, you know, like that. So I just hate to put them on. I do.
于是他给我配了一副眼镜，分上下两个部分，下面是用于看书的。他说，现在当你站在讲台上的时候，他以为我是那些威严的传道人之一，你们知道。他说，那眼镜的上面一部分就是普通的玻璃，只是普通的玻璃，下面那一部分是经过研磨的，你就能在近处看书，你们知道，就像那样的。所以我很不喜欢戴眼镜，是的。
And now in Bible teaching, and I've got the New Testament tonight, so I got a Collins New Testament, it's got a good size print, but now when I get back to the other one, I may have to go to them old buddies and kind of read through them.
今天晚上我要讲新约，我用的是柯林斯版新约，印刷的大小很合适，但当我用回另外那个版本时，我可能还得用回那个老伙伴，再次阅读他们。
But whatever it is, I'm glad that I got something I can still read. And whatever I got, I'm going to give everything I can to the glory of God. Hope that He'll take that age sign away.
但不管用哪一种版本，我很高兴我有那个眼镜，使我仍然能够读。无论我拥有多少，我尽所能把一切都献上，将归荣耀给神。我希望他能把那老年人的特征去掉。
I can't ask him to take my age away. Yeah, that's just one thing we all got to do. We got to go through that. And I know I'm not a little boy like I used to be standing here on the platform. I'm 48 years old. Just think, two more years to be 50 years old, Brother Mike.
但是我不能求神取出我的年龄。你们知道，那是我们所有人都要经历的一件事情，我们都必须经历年老。我知道我现在再也不是往日的小青年了，站在这个讲台上我已经48岁了，再过两年我就50岁了，麦克弟兄。
Can't hardly believe it. I never knew that I was the past 20 till about 2 years ago. That's right. I couldn't believe it. And yet I it's hard for me to believe till look in the glass and then I know it is.
我简直不相信。20年一晃就过去了，就好像是2年前的事。那是真的，那是真的，我简直难以相信，我真是很难相信。直到看到了那副老花眼镜，这才没话说了。
But just to be looking, I just feel just as good as I ever felt in my life, and I'm thankful for that too. All praise be to God.
但是，看，我觉得我生活得很好，我为此很感恩啊，赞美归于神。
We're studying the book of the Hebrews. It's one of the most deepest, richest books of the Bible. I tell you, it's a book that really will, if God permits and we just get down into this, I believe we'll find golden nuggets till we'll just shout the praises of God.
Amen.
我们要学习希伯来书，这是圣经里最深奥、最丰富的书之一。我告诉你啊，这是一本真正的能够若神允许，我们要深入进去。我相信我们会在里面发现黄金，使我们高喊赞美神。
And now, the book of Hebrews, really what it is, it's supposedly to be written by St. Paul, the greatest Bible expositor, I guess, the world's ever had outside of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
现在关于希伯来书的作者是有争议的，我估计是圣保罗，这位全世界最伟大的解经学家写的。我推测除了我们的主耶稣基督之外，
And Paul was a separating Now Paul was a real Bible teacher. That is the Old Testament. That's the only book was written then called Bible.
保罗他是在解释，保罗是真正的圣经教师，就是旧约圣经的教师。当时只有旧约一本书是称为圣经的。
And he was trying to show to the Hebrews, separating the Old Testament and showing the Old Testament being a shadow or a type of the New.
他当时想向希伯来人说明， 单独的旧约是新约的影子，或者叫预表。
Right there, we could strike a home line and stay 3 months right there on that one thought right there. To go right back, if we could turn in our Bibles now, of course we're on Hebrews, the first chapter, but if we turn to Revelation, the 12th chapter, you'd see it perfectly again, how the shadows.
就在这里我们有很多东西可以讲，可以花上几个月时间探讨。我们可以从创世纪讲到启示录，我们要翻开整本的圣经。当然了，我们现在讲的是希伯来书第一章，但是我们要翻到启示录第十二章，你会再次看到那是多么完美，那个影子是什么样子的。
If you've got your pencils and go to jot down the scriptures, in Revelation 11, we find out that John on the Isle of Patmos saw a woman standing in the skies, and she had the sun at her head and the moon under her feet.
你们拿着铅笔准备记下经文。你看，在希伯来书，在启示录第十二章，我们发现约翰在拔摩岛上见到一个妇人站在天上，她身披日头，脚踏月亮。
And the woman was in travail with a child to be born. She brought forth a man child. The red dragon stood to devour the child as soon as it was born.
她正在怀孕待产的艰难中，她生了一个男孩子，红龙站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
And the child was caught up into heaven, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she was nourished for a time, time and a half time, or a dividing of time.
那孩子被提到天上去了，那妇人就逃到旷野，在那里被养活1260天。
Now, the woman represented the church, and the child that she brought forth was Christ. The moon under her feet was the law, the sun at her head was grace. 12 stars in her crown was the 12 apostles.
那妇人代表教会，她所生的那孩子就是基督，她脚踏的月亮就是律法，她身披的日头就是恩典，她头戴十二星的冠冕，表示十二个使徒。
And there's where at what the 12 apostles was the glory or the crowning of the New Testament. See? For no other foundations can be laid than that which is already laid.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
十二使徒就是新约的荣耀或冠冕，明白吗？因为那立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基，看到没有？
It's the foundations, the New Testament, the apostles, the doctrine of the apostles and so forth is the founding crown of the New Testament.
它是根基，就是新约，而使徒的教义等等，就是新约的冠冕。
And then at the moon is a shadow of the sun. The sun just reflects its light when it's behind the earth, and the moon gives light to walk by at night.
还有呢，月亮是太阳的影子，当太阳在地球的另一面时，月亮就反射太阳的光，晚上我们可以靠着月亮的光行走。
And what a beautiful picture we have here. Another beautiful picture. The sun represents Christ. The moon represents the church. They're just like husband and wife.
这里我们有一幅多么美丽的图画啊，一幅另一幅美丽的图画，太阳代表基督，月亮代表教会，他们正如丈夫和妻子。
And in the absence of Christ, the church reflects the minor light, the gospel, and it's a light to walk in until the sun rises again.
Amen.
Then the church and the sun, the moon and the sun blends together.
当基督不在时，教会就反射较小的光，就是福音，在那光里行走，直到太阳就是儿子再次升起，然后教会和儿子、月亮和太阳合为一体。
See, the moon is a part of the sun. And the church is a part of Christ. And while the absence of Christ, the church reflects his light.
明白吗？月亮是太阳的一部分，教会是基督的一部分。当基督不在时，教会就反射基督的光。
And then as sure as we can see the moon shining, it knows the sun shining somewhere. And as long as the church is reflecting the light of Christ, Christ is alive somewhere. Amen. Think of it.
只要我们能看到月亮在闪光，就知道太阳一定在什么地方闪光。只要教会在反射基督的光，基督就一定在什么地方活着。阿们，想一想吧。
Now, the law was a type of the grace, but law had no saving power in it. Law only was a law was a policeman. The policeman put you in jail. But you see, it taken grace to get you out of jail. See?
律法是恩典的预表，但是律法里边没有拯救的能力。律法只是一个警察，警察可以把你关进监狱，但是你看，只有恩典能把你从监狱里放出来，看到没有？
So, the blood of Christ, the gospel, delivers us from sin. Law only makes us sinners. The law only said, you are a sinner, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
基督的宝血福音把我们从罪中释放出来，律法只能使我们意识到我们是罪人，律法只能说你是个罪人，你不可偷盗，你不可奸淫，你不可做假见证。
See, it's a policeman that says you're wrong and you're guilty, but the gospel is a good news. Christ died to save us from all of our trespasses, transgressions of the law. Christ died to take us out.
看到没有？就像一个警察说你犯错了，说你有罪，但是福音就是好消息，基督的死把我们从律法下的一切过犯和罪中拯救出来。基督的死是为了把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Now, Paul, as soon as he was converted, he never consulted with any seminary, neither did he consult any ministers, but did you notice he went down into Arabia and was there 3 years in Arabia.
保罗一旦归了主以后，就再也没有与任何神学院的或者任何传道人商议过，但你注意到没有，他去了阿拉伯，他在阿拉伯住了三年。
Now, this is to my opinion that now we've got to get a background of this so we'll know how substantial it is. And the first lesson tonight, we take our background.
我的看法是，我们必须了解这个背景，所以我们要知道这是如何的真实。今天晚上我们的第一课就是讲这个背景。
Now, Paul was such a Bible teacher because he was taught under that great all-time famous Gamaliel. And he was one of the best known of the day, that great teacher of the law and the prophets. So Paul was well schooled in those things.
保罗是这样的一个圣经教师，因为他一直在伟大的著名学者加玛列门下受教。他还是当时最伟大的教法师和先知之一，所以保罗在那些方面是有真才实学的。
And then I like him this way, this great revelation, being honest in his heart, a murderer had consented to Stephen's death and saw Stephen's die under the rocks and clods of being stoned to death.
我喜欢保罗这一点，他得到了这个伟大的启示，他是个诚实的人，是个帮凶，曾经同意处死斯蒂凡，并且看着斯蒂凡被石头和土块砸死。
I think it must have got next to Paul when he saw Stephen raise his hands to heaven and said, I see the heavens open.
Amen.
And I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Father, lay not this charge of sin against them. And he fell asleep.
我想自从斯蒂凡死后，保罗的脑子里一定无法摆脱他所亲眼见到的情景。他看见斯蒂凡向天举起双手说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边，又说，父啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。
Did you notice that he never died? He fell asleep. Just like, I don't believe he ever felt another rock. Just like a baby on the bosom of its mother falls asleep, Stephen fell asleep in the arms of God.There's something about Paul that got next to him.
你注意到那一点没有？斯蒂凡根本就没有死，他睡了，就像我不相信他睡在什么石头上，就像一个婴儿在母亲的怀里睡着了。斯蒂凡在神的怀抱里睡了。至于保罗，有件事困扰着他。
Then any man under conviction trying to fight it.He walks over to the high priest and he gets some letters that I'll arrest all those people that's making all that noise and those heretics.
就像任何一个有内疚感的人，他试图掩饰他的内疚，他去到大祭司那里，并得到了镇压基督徒的文书。他说：“我要逮捕那些闹事的异教徒。”
Which is considered what we would call today some radical fanatic or something like that.Making a lot of noise and causing disturbance, we'll just go down and settle it.
那也是我们今天可能被人称呼的什么极端啦、狂热啦等等，说我们闹事啦、引起动乱等等。我要去解决这个问题。
And on his road down a little old, not a great highway like we travel, them roads in Palestine, just little trails like a cow trail through the woods.Where the cattle and the sheep and the horses and the donkeys and the camels went over the hills.
就在保罗去逮捕基督徒的路上，那个时候马路没有我们今天的高速公路那么宽敞，巴勒斯坦的路很窄，就好像穿过树林的牛车路差不多。牛啊、羊啊、马呀、驴啊、骆驼啊，都靠着那个路穿山越岭。
And Paul on his road down to Damascus.About noon one day, a great light shined down and struck him to the ground. No one saw it but Paul. I want you to notice that.
保罗在去大马士革的路上，有一天中午的时候，一道大光射下来，把他击倒在地。除了保罗以外，没有别人看见那个大光。我想要你注意到这一点。
Right here, this is not personal now, but just so we're leading into this background.That you'll know that that same Jesus, now when he was here on earth, he said, I came from God, and I go back to God.
就在这里，这不是涉及到个人的，而是使我们，要使我们明白这个背景。你要知道，那是同样的耶稣。当耶稣在地上的时候，他说，我从神那里来。还要回到神那里去。
Now, when he led the children of Israel, he was a pillar of fire, and he was made flesh. Then he returned back to that same pillar of fire. And when he met Paul on the road to Damascus, he was that pillar of fire, that light. See, a great light.
当神带领以色列儿女出埃及的时候，他就是那个火柱。后来。他成为肉身，然后又回到同样的那个火柱。当保罗在去大马士革的路上遇见他时，他是火柱，是那个光，看到没有？是一道大光。
And Paul said, "Who is it that I persecute?" He said, "I'm Jesus, who you persecute, the light." Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
保罗说：“主啊，你是我所逼迫的谁呢？”耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，就是那道光。”哦，他不是太奇妙了吗
？And here he is tonight, right here with us. Had his picture taken right there, the same thing. pillar of fire, light, just the same as he was, same yesterday, today, and forever.
今天晚上，他就在这里与我们同在，他的照片就在这里，同样的光，看到没有？火柱大光与他过去是同样的，他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Now the man that was with him did not see that light, but it was there just the same. The results give the same.
Amen. 与保罗在一起的人都没有看见那道大光，但他照样在那里，结果是一样的。
Now, is it possible that someone could see Christ in this building and no one else see? Sure, it happened there.
有没有可能在这个房子里头某一个人能看见基督而其他的人都看不见呢？当然可能了。保罗看见那大光就是一个例子。
It happened also one night when Peter was in prison and that light came into the prison and touched Peter and walked right by the inner guards, the outer guards, walked by the gate, the main gate, and the city gate.
Amen.
还有彼得在监狱里的一天晚上也发生过，那大光来到了监狱，拍醒了彼得，领他从戒备森严的两道牢门走过，又走到了临街的大铁门。
Peter said, I must have been dreaming, but he looked around, but the light was gone. Christ, that eternal, everlasting light. There he is.
彼得想，哦，我一定是在做梦，但是他向周围一看，那道大光已经不见了。基督就是那不灭的永恒的光，那就是耶稣。
Now on the road down, and look another thing that we would speak of this just come in my mind, but the wise man that followed the star all the way from India, the Orient, months coming through the valleys and deserts, passed over observatories.
在那路上，我们要讲一讲刚刚临到我脑子里的另外一件事。三位博士从印度从东方来，跟随着一颗星星走了几个月，越过山谷和沙漠，经过了许多天文台。
And they kept the time of the night by the stars. And no historian or anyone ever mentioned of ever seeing that star but the wise man. It was just meant for them to see it.
他们依靠晚上的星星掌握时间，除了这三位博士以外，没有历史学家或天文学家提到过那颗星，那是只让他们看到的。
So you can see things that the other fellow might not see. To you, it's a reality. To him, they don't understand.
所以你看，有的东西你看见了，其他人未必看见。对于你来说，那是真实的存在；对于他们来说呢，就根本不理解。
Just like a conversion.You can be converted and enjoying the blessings of God. Just drinking in the blessings of God and the next fellow sitting by you. Don't see a thing. That's it. I just don't get it. I don't see what it's all about. Well, he's just not getting it. That's all. Where you are.
这就好像信仰上的皈依，你归向了神，享受着从神而来的祝福，畅饮着神的福杯。而坐在你旁边的人说，我什么也没看见呢，看到没有啊？明白没有？就是那么回事，我什么都没看见，我一点都不明白是怎么回事。是的，他什么也没有得着，就是那样，而你得着了。
Notice, now, Paul on his road down, and as soon as this great experience happened to him, now he wasn't satisfied, that'sWhat makes Paul so good now?
注意，保罗在路上，一旦这巨大的经历临到了他，他并不因此而感到满意，那是保罗的优点。
Our lesson tonight is not deep; it's a shallow lesson. But oh, we will get into the deep after a while.
Amen.
But this is a very shallow lesson. But it's just starting off, and what it is, it's one thing that's exalting Jesus Christ, Paul, to begin. Amen.
我们今天晚上的功课不深，今天晚上讲的是很浅的内容，但是我们往后会进入深奥的课程，这是很浅的一课，但这只是开始。这一章的目的只在于高举耶稣基督，保罗就是这么开始的。
And before he would do this, Paul Paul was a Bible scholar. And a Bible scholar will never rest his doctrine up on experiences.
Amen.
No, sir. They'll never rest their doctrine up on experience. You can have any kind of an experience, but it must be thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
在他那么做之前，保罗是一个圣经学者，圣经学者的教义绝不基于经验。是的，先生，他们的教义绝不是来自经验。你可以有任何一种经验，但是唯有主如此说才是真理，那是对的。
Now in the Old Testament, they had three different ways they could know a message. First, the law, that was just the law. Then they had a prophet, a dreamer, and they had the Urim Thummim. Now that may be a little deep.
在旧约的时候，人们有三种不同的方法了解神的旨意。第一是律法，律法就是律法了。第二是先知，神在梦中与他说话。第三是乌灵和土民，现在讲的可能有点深了。
The Urim Thummim was the breastplate that Aaron wore on his breast. In there was 12 stones, jasper, sardis, carbuncle, so forth on down.They got all 12 of the big stones that was in the breastplate, showing that he was the high priest of every tribe, the 12 tribes of Israel.
乌灵和土民是亚伦所戴的胸牌，那里面有12块石头，绿宝石啊，红碧玺啊，红宝石啊等等。他们把12块石头放在胸牌里面，表明佩戴的人是12个支派的大祭司，就是以色列的12个支派。
This breastplate hung on a pillar in the church. And when a prophet prophesied, and they wanted to be sure it was right or not.
这胸牌呢，挂在教会的一根柱子上。当某位先知说预言时，他们想知道他所说的是不是正确。
The prophets or the dreamers stood before this Urim Thummim. And he told his dream or his vision, whatever he had saw.
那先知呢，或者做梦的那个人呢，就站在乌灵和土民前面，说出他所做的梦或者所见的异象，总之就是他所见到的。
And if the sacred light, oh, do you see it? God's always dwelt in the supernatural realm. The conglomeration, those lights were just normal until this voice went forth.
如果那种神圣的光啊，你看到没有，神总是住在超自然的领域里，那些宝石所发的光本来是普通的，直到那超自然的声音出现。
And when the voice struck those stones, if it wasn't supernatural, she laid dormant. But if it was supernatural, those lights all reflected the rainbow color together. Amen.
Praise God.
当声音击打了那些宝石，若那声音不是超自然的，宝石依然如故；但若那是超自然的声音，那些宝石就反射出像彩虹一样的光芒。阿们。
Then that was God speaking. That is my prophet.
Amen.
That dream came from me. It was according to the Urim Thummim that they judged.
那就说明是神在说话，那是我的先知。那个梦是出自我的，那就是凭乌灵和土民做出决断。
You remember Saul when he backslid? He said he couldn't have a dream. And the prophet Samuel was dead. And there was no way he said even the Urim won't even speak to me.
你记得扫罗堕落的事吗？他说他得不到来自神的梦了。那时候先知撒母耳已经死了，没有任何办法。扫罗说连乌灵也不向我说话了。
Nothing. Saul stood before the Urim and his words were dead thumps. See? God just refused him. And that Urim Thummim, that was Aaron's vindication of his priesthood. After Aaron going, Moses, the plate hung on the pillar.
一点动静都没有。扫罗站在乌灵前面，乌灵对他的话一点反应都没有，看到没有，神拒绝了他，而乌灵和土民 是亚伦祭司身份的证明。亚伦去世以后，摩西那个胸牌就挂在柱子上。
Now the Aaronic priesthood ceased when Jesus died, and now separating the law from grace, we still have a Urim Thummim, and Paul was using it.
Amen.
See, the Urim Thummim today is God's immortal, eternal, everlasting word.
Amen.
See.
当耶稣死的时候，亚伦的祭司身份就终结了。现在把律法与恩典分开，我们仍然有一个乌林和土民，保罗就在使用它，看到没有？今天的乌林和土民就是神的不朽的不灭的永恒的道，明白吗？
For whosoever shall take anything out of this book or add anything to it, I don't want anything outside of it, but I want all it's got. That's the church we want. And all things must be proven by the word.
若是有人从这本书里删去或者添加什么，我不想讲任何在圣经之外的东西，而是想讲圣经里面所有的东西，那就是我们所期待的教会。所有的东西必须用神的道来验证。
That's the reason I took a flop recently among the Pentecostal people, because saying I could not understand where oil run out of your hands or blood out of your face was a sign you had the Holy Ghost. That's not scriptural. And I just couldn't take it. It's got to come from the Word.
Amen.
那就是为什么我最近敲击了五旬节教派的人们。因为我说我不能理解他们手上流出的油或者脸上流出的血是他们得了圣灵的凭据，那不是圣经的教导，我不能同意。我们所讲的必须来自神的道。
And now Paul, he just loved the word. So before he would ever witness this great experience that he had, he went down in Egypt for 3 years. I believe it was 3 years. 3 years down in Egypt.
保罗爱神的道，所以在他见证他有过的这伟大的经历之前，他去阿拉伯住了三年，我相信是三年，他在阿拉伯住了三年。
And you know what I believe he done? I believe that he took the Old Testament and searched through the Old Testament and found that that was really the absolute Messiah.
Amen.
He had to prove his experience by the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.Oh my!
你知道我相信他做了什么吗？我相信他拿起旧约，查考了整本的旧约，发现他所遇见的那个人绝对是弥赛亚，他必须用圣经来证明他的经历。阿们啊，多么好啊！
Look at him when he was in prison. You notice there's a space of Paul's life when he was in prison there for a long time.He wrote the book of Ephesians. He wrote this Hebrew letter. See, he had time. God laid him away over there in prison, and he wrote these letters to the churches.
看看保罗在监狱里的情景。你注意，在那里，在保罗的生命中有一段时间是在监狱里度过的。他在监狱里的时间很长，他在那里写了以弗所书，他还写了这本希伯来书。看到没有？他有的是时间。神把他安放在监狱里。他就写了这些书信给各个教会。
One to the church of Ephesus. He wrote one to the Pentecostal church. Had lots of trouble with them. The Pentecostal church he had more trouble with than anybody else. Still has it. But he was thankful for them.
有一封信是给以弗所教会的，有一封信是给五旬节教会的。他们教会有许多问题，五旬节教会比其他任何教会的问题都多。他们现在仍然有那些问题，看到没有？但是保罗为此感恩。
The only thing he could teach them when they come in, one had a tongue, one had a song, one had a sensation, one had a feeling.
他唯一能够教导他们的，当他们到了聚会的时候，有人讲方言，有人唱赞美诗，有人即兴满怀，有人大受感动。
He couldn't speak to them eternal security. He couldn't speak to them predestination. He couldn't talk to them. There were babies.They all had to feel something or see something or have funny feelings and or something around some evidences.
保罗简直没有办法对他们讲道，没有办法对他们讲永恒的宝藏，没有办法对他们讲预定论，他不能对他们讲道，他们还是婴孩，他们一定要感觉到什么，或者看见什么，或者拥有什么古怪的情绪，或者要有什么东西，什么凭据摆在他们周围。
But I believe when he spoke to the Ephesians, he could speak on God has predestinated us unto sons and daughters and adopted us as children in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Look at that.
Amen.
但是我相信，当保罗对以弗所教会讲道时，就大不一样了。你看他讲，神在创立世界以前，在耶稣基督里预定了我们做儿女，得儿子的名分，看多好啊！
Watch him come over to the book of Romans and so forth. They were grown up. Oh, they spoke with tongues, sure, and they had other signs of the Holy Spirit among them, but they didn't make doctrines and sensations and little quivers and funny feelings.
注意，保罗在罗马书等书信中所写的，他们都是成长中的教会。啊、哦，他们也会讲方言，肯定的。他们更有圣灵的其他迹象伴随着他们，但是他们没有制造教条，追求激情，什么身体颤抖啊，还有奇奇怪怪的感觉啊，等等。
Paul said, you go to extremes with that. When you ought to be teaching, you're still babies and have to have milk.
那些教会不像保罗对哥林多教会所说的，你们本该做师傅的，谁知你们还是那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的婴孩。
That's what I've always tried to contend this tabernacle to be. Not a bunch of babies. Let's be grown up. Hand on the road. Oh my, there you are.
那是我一贯主张的，就是我们这个教会应该成长，不能老像一帮婴孩，让我们长大，站稳各自的岗位。啊，是这样的。
So Paul goes down there first to see if his experience matched God's Bible. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful today if people only done that again? If we made our experience match God's Bible, if it doesn't, then our experience is wrong. It don't flash in the Urim Thummim.
所以保罗去那里的首要目的，就是看看他的经历是否符合神的圣经。啊、若是今天的人们也那么做，使我们的经历符合神的圣经，那岂不是太好了吗？若不符合，我们的经历就错了，他在乌林土民的前面就不会闪光。
Amen. If the flash is in there, amen. Nobody got it. But if it doesn't, some, I don't care how good it seems, how real it looked like it was right, if those lights didn't flash on that Urim Thummim, it was wrong.
如果它闪光了，阿们，那就说明我们的经历符合神的圣经了。我不管它似乎多么好，看起来像是多么正确，如果在乌林土民里的宝石不闪光，那就是错的。
And no matter how much experience you've had, how real it seems to be, how presenting it is, how educational it is, what a great tool it is to win souls, if it doesn't flash in the word, it's wrong. Right? It must line up with the word.
不管你拥有多少经验，似乎多么真实，表现得多么出色，多么有教养，是多么伟大的赢得灵魂的工具，但如果在神的道里不闪光，那就是错的，就是那么回事，必须与神的道一致。
Now, I believe in there's a middle of the road. The road, a lot of times I used to go to a Nazarene church. The Lord bless those dear people. Old fashioned sanctified Methodists is what they are. Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, and many of those good old holiness churches.
我相信路都有中间的部分，一条路许多时候我过去常去一个拿撒勒教派的教会，主祝福那些可爱的人们，他们就像老式的成圣的卫理公会一样，比如神召会、拿撒勒教派、朝圣会和许多古老圣洁的好教会。
And they used to sing a song, I'm walking in the grand old highway. telling everywhere I go, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Good.
Amen. It's wonderful.
他们呢常唱一首歌，我行走在最古老的马路上，告诉各处的人我要去哪里。主啊，我情愿当老式的基督徒，那比我所知道的什么都好。哦，真好，真美妙。
And then they used to talk about the highway of holiness. Now, if you read over that, they get that out of Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Now, if you notice, he said, there shall be a highway and a way.
然后他们就谈起那圣路。如果你读过，他们是从以赛亚书第35章里引用的。如果你留意的话，原文是在那里必有一条大道和一条路，称为成圣之路。
Now, and is a conjunction. See? A highway, it wasn't a highway of holiness. It shall be a highway and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Not the highway of holiness, the way of holiness.
Amen.
和是个连接词，看到没有？那条大道它并不是圣路，而是说在那里有一条大道和一条路，称为成圣之路，不是称为圣路，应该称为成圣之路。
And the way of the road is the middle of the road.
Amen.
It's built like this so that the waters will wash off the trash to both sides, keeping the road clean.
Amen.
You don't have puddles standing in your road all the time, but it's built right.
Amen.
The way is the middle of the road.
那条路是指大道中间的那一部分，大道是这么建造的，雨水能把大道上的垃圾冲到两边，使之保持清洁。若不是这样，污泥浊水就老是留在大道的中间。如果建得不正确的话，那条路是指马路中间的那一部分。
Now on this side, when people get converted, their minds are set right on Christ.And if they're just a little scholarly and don't keep under prayer, they'll get real cold and stiff and starchy and indifferent.
一方面，当人们信主以后，他们的思想就在基督上。如果他们老是学者风度，不坚持祷告，他们就会变得冷淡、僵化、刻板、漠不关心。
And then if they're just a little bit nervous, if you don't watch, they'll just get radical and wild on this side.They go into sensations and everything.
可是当他们感情冲动的时候，只要你一不留意，他们又会走到激进和狂热那个极端去。看，他们会追求激情或者其他的什么。
Now, but the real church is a real sane gospel. Right in the middle of the road, it's not cold and starchy, neither is it fanaticism.
Yeah.
It's a real good old warm gospel heartfelt love of God、
yeah.
going right down the middle of the road calling from both sides.
Praise God.
That's right.
但是真正的教会就是健全的福音，正确的行在马路的中间部分，不会冷淡，不会刻板，也永远不会狂热。它是那真正虔诚的古老的温暖的福音，神的真心实意的爱，就行在马路的正中间，两边都向他呼喊，那是对的。
Now that's what, and how are you going to get that church? Right out of the word, the Urim Thummim. Now Paul wanted to get this church right in the middle of the road. So he went and studied 3 years on the scriptures that he knew.
那就是你怎么能得到那样的教会呢？那出自神的道，乌林和土民。保罗想要教会行在马路的正中间，所以他去学习了3年他所懂得的经文。
Therefore, Paul wrote the bigger part of this New Testament. God had him to do that because it's coming a Gentile age. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, they were Jews, but Paul wrote the most of the letters.
因此，保罗写了这部新约里的大部分内容。神让他做这件事，因为一个外邦人的时代临到了。马太、马可、路加和约翰四部福音书的作者，他们都是犹太人，但是保罗写了新约里边的大部分书信。
Now, notice, now we're going to start getting this background now. Where he's at, writing from prison, and he's had all this experience, but first, this experience was first proven.
Amen.
And this is his key letter to it. This is his key letter. Romans and Ephesians and so forth have their place, but this is the key letter.
注意，我们要开始讲这个背景。他是在监狱里写作，他拥有那一切的经历，但是首先第一个被证实的经历，这封书信就是希伯来书，是最关键的一封。罗马书和以弗所书等都有他们自己的位置，而这一封书信是关键的书信。
Now the whole first chapter is exalting Jesus and separating him from being a prophet. That's the whole theme now. I'll try to get to it just quick as can now, so we won't stay too long.
整个第一章是高举耶稣，把耶稣与普通的先知区分开来，这是整个主题之所在。我要尽快的把这一点讲清楚，我们不会花很长时间。
The whole theme is separating the first chapter is separating Jesus from any prophet or any law or so forth and showing who Jesus is.
所以，希伯来书第一章的主题，第一章是要把耶稣与任何先知区分开来，或者任何律法师等等，指出耶稣是谁。
Now look, God, we start off the first word, God. God, who at sundry times, sundry means that way back time, sundry times, and in divers manners spake in the past unto the fathers by the prophets.
看神第一章开篇第一个字，神，神记在古时，这里古表示已经过去的，神记在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
I see God in sundry times way back he spoke to the fathers by the prophets, that's how he had to give his message through his prophet.
看神在古时，在已经过去的时代里，借着众先知晓谕列祖，就是说神必须通过他的先知给出他的信息。
God would send his prophet like Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and if you'll notice, never in all the history of the world did ever the church produce a prophet. Search it. In the Old Testament, New Testament, or in this day, in the latter day.
神差派他的先知，像以利亚、耶利米、以赛亚等。如果你注意的话，就会发现，在历史上从来就没有从教会里产生过先知。查考旧约和新约，或者近代、现代的历史。
Show me any prophet was ever raised out of the church in the last days. Show me one ever come up out.And show me one time that a prophet, a real servant of God, that the ecclesiastical system of the world didn't condemn him.
向我指出，任何一个先知是从末世的教会里产生的，指出一个也好。向我指出，有哪一次哪一个先知，神的真正的仆人，没有遭到教会体系的谴责的
？Just think of it, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all down through the Old Testament, they condemned.Jesus said, you garnish the tombs of the prophets and make them white, and you put them in there.
Amen.
Right.
想一想吧，耶利米、以赛亚、旧约里所有的先知，人们都谴责他们。耶稣说，你们建造先知的坟，修饰义人的墓，就是那么回事。
The church continues that. Look at St. Patrick.You Catholic people claim him. He is more Catholic than I am. That's right. But you claim him.
教会继续做这样的事。看看圣帕特里克，你们天主教的人需要他，他不比我更是天主教徒，那是对的。但是你们声称他是属于天主教的。
Look at St. Francis of Assisi. Claim him. He is more Catholic than I am.
再看看圣弗朗西斯，你们声称他是天主教徒，他不比我更是天主教徒。
Look at Joan of Arc. You burn her to a stake as a witch because she saw visions in the spiritual. Burn her to a stake and that woman screaming for mercy. And they burn her to a stake.
看看圣女贞德，你们把她当作巫婆，烧死在火星柱上，就因为她看见异象，是个属灵的人。被烧死的时候，那个女人尖声地喊叫怜悯，但是他们还是烧死了她。
About 100 years later, they found out that she was a prophetess. She was a servant of God. Oh, of course, she done a big penalty. You dug up the priest's body and threw him in the river.
大约100年以后，他们发现她是个女先知，是神的仆人啊！当然，你们做了那么大的补偿，你们挖起原来置圣女贞德于死地的祭司的尸体，扔进了河里。
You do garnish the tombs of the prophets and put them in there. Right. Never did the ecclesiastical system ever produce a man of God. Never did it. Hasn't today and never will.Organized religion has never been God's theme.
你们建造先知的坟，修饰异人的墓，那是对的。教会体系从来没有产生过一个神的人，从来没有，今天也没有，将来也不会有。组织起来的宗教从来就不是神的旨意。
The oldest organized church in the world is the Catholic Church. Luther second, then comes Zwingli.After Swingley come Calvin.
世界上最古老的组织起来的教会是天主教会，其次是路德教会，再就是资文利，资文利之后是卡尔文。
Calvin owned the Anglo-Saxons, taken up then the England Church, and King Henry VIII when he protested and so forth, and on down to the Wesley Methodist and Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness, and on down to the last is Pentecostal, all organized.
卡尔文之后是英国国教，安格鲁萨克森人起来。那就是英国国教，英皇亨利八世抗教等等，一直到卫理公会、拿撒勒教派、朝圣派，最后是五旬节教派，全都是组织起来的。
And the Bible plainly teaches that the Catholic Church is a ill-famed woman, and the Protestant churches and their organizations are her daughters. Revelation 17.
Amen.
Exactly right.
圣经清楚的教导。天主教会是一个臭名昭著的女人，新教教会和他们的组织是她的女儿们。启示录第十七章，那是绝对正确的。
So there, not the people now. There's good in all them churches, sainted, saved people. But God doesn't call His people by an organization; He calls them as individuals.
Amen.
所以他们是，我不是说那些人不好，在那些教会里有很多好人。圣洁的得救的人，但是神不是按组织来呼召他的子民，神是单个的呼召他们。
God deals with individuals, whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic, or what you are.
神只跟个人打交道，不管你是卫理公会的、浸信会的、新教的、天主教的，不管你是什么教会的。
God before the foundation of the world knew you and predestinated you to eternal life.Or either you was predestinated to eternal loss.
神在创世之前就认识你，并且预定你得永生，或者那时候就预定你永远的失丧。
Not he wasn't willing that you should be perished, you would perish. But him being infant, he had to know the end from the beginning, or he isn't God.
不是，他不愿意你沉沦。他作为无限的神，知道从开始直到末了的事。否则他就不是神。
So Jesus never come to earth just to say, well, I'll see somebody be mercy. If I act and die in a hard way, they'll probably think, well, it'll persuade their hearts. And God don't run his business like that.
所以耶稣到地上来不是为了说，好，我来看看你们谁有怜悯心。如果我活得艰难，死得悲惨，也许他们就会想一想，就会感动他们的心，他们就会不。神不会像那样行事的。
Jesus came for one specific purpose. That's to save those who God before the foundation of the world knew would be saved.
Amen.
He said so.
Amen.
Right.
耶稣来是为了一个明确的目的，那就是拯救神在创世之前就知道要得救的人。他这么说了的，那是对的。
Yeah. So it's not him that willeth or him that runneth, it's God that showeth mercy. Amen. Paul said that. Same man here.
所以你这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。保罗这么说的，就是讲的这里，就是这里讲的同一位保罗。
So that's the reason God could say before Esau or Jacob was either born, He said, "I love one and hate the other."
他说，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，神就说，我爱这个，我恨那个。
Before either boy was born, God knew that Esau was a shyster, and He knew that Jacob was a he loved his birthright. So He knew before the world ever was formed about it. Now we're going to find out in a minute who that was that knew it.This chapter's got it.
两个孩子都还没有生下来之前，以扫就是神所悟的，雅各就是神所爱的，因为雅各看重长子继承权。在创始之前，神就知道这些。现在我们要马上找出来谁是那知道这一切的。这一章就讲了这一点。
God in sundry times and in divers manners spoke to the fathers by the prophets.Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. Has done what? Has spoken us in this last days by his son.
神既在古时借着众先知晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。神成就了什么？就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Now how would you think then that what would be a prophet would we have a prophet then of this day? Absolutely. Would he speak by us? Sure. But he that the prophets of the old day was the spirit of Jesus Christ.
那么你怎么认为什么样的人是先知呢？今天这个时代我们有先知吗？绝对有。神会借着他说话吗？肯定会。古时的先知都是耶稣基督的灵。
Now let's get that straight, because I don't think it's soaking in right. Now this is just like Sunday school, so we're going to get this clear, see?
让我们直接的讲那一点，因为我认为许多人还没有弄清楚。这就像主日学一样，我们要把这一点讲清楚，明白吗？
Let's take the Spirit of God that was in Moses. Perfectly, is the foreshadow of Jesus Christ. All of the Old Testament characters foreshadow the cross.
注意，让我们以摩西里边的神的灵为例，他完美的预表了耶稣基督。旧约里所有的人物都预表了十字架。
Moses, born a proper child.Hid in the bulrushes, taken away from his parents, so forth. He was a king, a leader, lawgiver, intercessor, priest. Everything that he was foreshadowed Christ.
摩西生下来时是个俊美的孩子，藏在芦苇荡里，被带离他的父母，等等。他是一个王，或者说领袖、执法者。仲裁者、祭司，所有的事都预表了基督。
Look at Joseph, loved of his father, hated of his brother, and sold for almost 30 pieces of silver, thrown into a ditch, supposedly dead, taken out in his persecution, butler saved and butcher lost, two thieves at the cross.
再看约瑟，受他的父亲喜爱，被他的哥哥们仇恨，被卖了差不多30块银子。被扔进狮子坑，估计快死了，然后拉出来，在他受逼迫时，九正得救了，善长失丧了，预表耶稣十字架两边的两个强盗。
And then when he come out, he raised up out of that ditch and was set at the right hand of Pharaoh, the biggest commercial, the nation who had whipped all the rest of the world.And no man could come to Pharaoh except they come through Joseph. Amen. Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, and no man can come to God except through Christ.
当他出来后，他从最下层升起来，坐在法老的右边，成为那征服全世界的最大国家的宰相。若不通过约瑟， 没有人能到法老面前。耶稣坐在神的右手边，若不通过基督，没有人能到神的面前。
And when Joseph left that throne and started out, man went before him, screaming and blowing trumpets, sounding the trumpets, saying, "Bow the knee! Joseph is coming!" And when Jesus comes, the trumpets shall sound, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Yes, sir. There he was.
当约瑟离开宝座出门，人们在他前面开路，喊叫吹号，说：“跪下，约瑟来了。”当耶稣再来时，也有号角吹响，万级跪拜，万口称颂，是的，先生，那就是他。
And when Joseph died, he left a memorial to them who were waiting for deliverance. I put my hand on the old casket here not long ago. It was made out of lead. That his body was supposed to stay. His bones.
约瑟死了，他留下了一个纪念品，给那些等候得救的人。不久前，我把我的手放在一个古老的棺材上，那是用铅做的。他的尸体所在的地方，他的骸骨。
Don't you bury me here, for someday God's going to visit you. He's a prophet. God's going to visit you. And said, when you go up to the promised land, take my bones.
Amen.
约瑟说，不要把我埋在埃及，神必定看顾你们。他是一个先知。神必定看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬到神所应许之地去。
Every old Hebrew with a beat back and bloody could look over in that casket and say, "Someday we're going out." Jesus left the memorial, an empty tomb.
每一个背上被鞭打流血的老希伯来人，会望着那棺材说：“总有一天我们要出埃及。”耶稣也留下了一个纪念品，一个空坟墓。
Someday when we go over to the grave and our loved ones and hear the low clods when they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust and earth to earth.
某一天，当我们去到我们亲人的坟墓前，听到主持葬礼的牧师说：“灰归灰，尘归尘，土归土。”
But brother, we can look across the sea to an empty tomb. Someday we're going out of here. We're going home.
Amen.
He's coming. Everything was tight.
但是弟兄，我们可以越过海洋，看到那空坟墓。总有一天我们要离开这里，我们要回家，耶稣要再来。
Look at David, rejected by his own people, dethroned by his own people, being a king of Jerusalem, was drove out of Jerusalem by his own people, and as he went up Mount Olive,He looked back and wept. He was rejected.
看看大卫，被他自己的人拒绝了，被他自己的人废黜了。作为耶路撒冷的王，被他自己的人赶出了耶路撒冷。当他登上橄榄山，他回首流泪，他被拒绝了。
800 years of man, the son of David, king of Jerusalem, sat on the hill and wept.Because he was rejected. That's the spirit of Christ in David. Oh, foreshadowed the cross.
在那以后八百年，大卫的子孙耶路撒冷的王坐在一座山上流泪，因为他也被拒绝了。那是基督的灵在大卫里，都是预表十字架的。
That prophets back there spoke in his name. They lived in his name. They acted in his name. Sure.God in sundry times and divers manners spoke to the fathers and the prophets, but in this last day through His Son.
Amen.
过去的众先知都是奉他的名说话，他们奉他的名而活，他们奉他的名行事。肯定的，神既在古时借着众先知晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So the prophets and spiritual man this day is only the reflection of Christ. There by the law they stood and looked over here, they stand looking back the other way through grace.
所以在今日的先知们和属灵的人只是基督的反射，在古时他们是在律法之下往前观望十字架，在新约里他们站在这里通过另一条恩典的路回顾。
That in Hebrews 11, the last chapter, I've often wondered that. in the last chapter, last part of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, when he talks about Abraham.
在希伯来书第十一章最后一部分，我经常对此感到惊奇。在希伯来书第十一章的最后一部分，谈到了亚伯拉罕。
The great faith chapter, and at the end he said they wandered about in sheepskins and in goatskins.And was made destitute and sawed asunder.
Amen.
They wandered about, no place to go, hated and despised and persecuted, of whom this world isn't worthy of such people.
那是伟大的信心的篇章，在末尾部分他说，他们披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏患难苦旱。苦海，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，他们本是世界不配有的人。
Then Paul stands and said, "But without us, they are not perfect. For they only look to the cross, and we look through the cross. We have the Spirit of Christ. After it become human flesh and dwell among us, we come here by the Holy Ghost, which is a far better plan."
保罗坚定地说。叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全，因为他们只是仰望十字架，而我们是通过十字架看。我们是在基督的灵成为人类肉身之后得到他的，我们借着圣灵来到这里，是一个更美的计划。
Sometimes I wonder what Christianity expects today. A preacher going into the town has to be or some new church or some new charge calls himself a prophetWalks up there and says, well, if they'll give me so much money, if I can have the best car, if my salary will be raised every 6 months.
有时候我对基督教今天盼望什么感到惊奇。有的传道人曾经带着帐篷到处去举办聚会，他应该是或者自称是一位先知。如今呢，他来到一个新教堂或者接任某个新职务，却说如果他们给我多少多少钱，如果我能买最好的汽车，如果我的工资每六个月提高一次。
We have to have the best. We have to have the best homes. We have to have the best clothes. What do we do when we stand in the presence of those men who wandered in goatskin and sheepskin, no place to lay their heads, wandering about in deserts?
我们必须拥有最好的，我们必须有最好的房子，我们必须有最好的衣服。如果我们处在那些披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑没有枕头的地方，在旷野里漂流无定的境况，我们会做什么呢？
And somebody can make fun of us and we're ready to quit church and not go back anymore. What Christianity requires today, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Oh God, be merciful to us.
若是有人嘲笑我们，恐怕我们就会放弃教会，不再传道了。今天的基督教究竟要求什么？我们应该为我们自己感到羞愧啊！神呐、啊，求你饶恕我们。
In that day he spoke by the prophets, but this day to his son. That was the word of a prophet there. This is the word of the son today. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
在那些时代，神借着众先知晓谕列祖，但是在这末世。是借着他的儿子晓谕我们，那时候是先知的话，今天是神儿子的话啊！主的名是应当称颂的。
In other words, if you're looking at the shadow, the negative, you might make a mistake. But this is developed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The picture is clear. That was by the prophet. This is by his son. That was by negative. This is by positive.
Praise God.
换句话说。如果你所看的是事物的影子，那是照片的底片，你有可能会犯错误。但是当你把照片冲洗出来，就看得清楚了。那时候是借先知传达神的旨意，这时候是借神的儿子转达。那时候是底片，现在是正片。
Amen. You see, there is a chance to lose. It's a positive thing.This day through his son. Oh, how wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 你明白了没有？这是不会错过的，这是绝对没错的。这时代是通过他的儿子。 啊，多么美妙啊
！Whom he has appointed heir, oh my, heir of all things. What was it? It was an appointment. Oh, listen. He was appointed. Christ was heir of all things.
Amen.
又早已立他为承受万有的。哦，太好了，承受万有的，那是什么呢？那是一个任命啊！注意听，他被任命，基督被任命为承受万有的。
Oh, the devil knows that from the Garden of Eden. You see, when the devil heard that word there that day, the judgment of those people said, "Because you come from the dust, dust you return, and the woman's seed shall bruise the serpent's head."A promised seed.
啊，魔鬼在伊甸园里就知道这一点了。你看，当魔鬼在那天听到神对审判时所说的话，神说：“你本是尘土，人要归于尘土，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。”那是一个应许的后裔。
Satan constantly watched for that seed. When Abel was born, he said, "There you are. That's the seed." And he killed Abel.His son Cain killed Abel.
撒旦一直注视着那后裔。当亚伯出生了，他说：“对了，这就是那后裔。”于是他杀了亚伯。撒旦的儿子该隐杀了亚伯。
And as soon as Abel died, he said, "I got the seed." He slew it. He said, "I got it." But Abel's death, Seth's birth was the resurrection again.
Amen.
一旦亚伯死了。撒旦就说：“哼，我干掉了那后裔，他杀了亚伯。他说我成功了，但是赛特的出生是亚伯的复活。
Watch how they come down that line of Seth. They come down a humble, righteous man, on down to Enoch, on down to Noah, to the end of the antediluvian destruction.
注意他们是怎么继续的？赛特的后裔是谦卑的、公义的人，到以诺，到挪亚。”最后到洪水毁灭人类。
Look at Cain's line, become smart people, educated, science. Don't the Bible say, did not Jesus say that the children of this world are wiser than the children of the kingdom?
再看该隐的后裔，成了聪明的、有教养的、讲科学的人。耶稣不是说了吗？世界之子比天国之子更聪明吗？
Cain yesterday, smart, educated, skeptic, very religious, see, very religious, but scientists, builders, great man.
看看今天该隐那边的人，聪明的、有教养的、无神论的、很虔诚的，看到没有？非常虔诚，都是些科学家、建筑师、大人物。
Take great men, look at Thomas Edison, many great men, look at Einstein, the brains of the world.So called today, the brains of the world, but we don't try to use brains. We let the mind that was in Christ be in us and look to this world and call that so.
看看那些大人物，看看托马斯·爱迪生，很多伟人，看看爱因斯坦，世界智囊，今天是那么称呼的，世界智囊。但是我们不想使用智慧，我们只想让基督里的智慧在我们里面，我们只仰望神的道。直呼求那个。
Medical doctors, though we salute them with whatever we have, but the most of those are skeptics, agnostics. Look at the smart, intelligent people today. They're on that side over there, the Cain side.
医学博士，尽管我们无论如何还是尊重他们，他们的多数是无神论者和不可知论者。看看今天那些聪明博学的人，他们是在哪一边的？在该隐那边。
But look at the humble and meek.
Amen.
Be the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
There you are.
Hallelujah.
再看看谦卑温柔的人，那才是你的复活啊！主的名是应当称颂的，那才是你需要的。
Notice he made him heir of all things.
Amen.
By whom also he made the worlds. Who made the worlds? Christ. made the worlds. Yes, sir. Let's go just a little further.
注意，立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。借着谁创造诸世界？基督，基督创造了诸世界。是的，先生。让我们再往下看。
Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his presence, the brightness of whose glory? God's glory. Express image of whose presence? God's.
Amen.
Oh, I love this.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。谁的荣耀所发的光辉？神的荣耀。是谁本体的真相？是神本体的真相。哦，我爱这一点。
Express image of his person and upholding all things by the word.
Amen.
There you are. The word that upholds all things. Jesus said in Matthew 24, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
He upholds all things.
常用他全能的命令托住万有，就是这里，神的道就是托住万有的。耶稣在马太福音第24章里说，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去，他托住万有。
Science tries to down it and say it's an old book, it's been translated, even the Roman Catholic Church, Bishop Sheen said that's been translated 4 or 5 different times and not much to it, you couldn't live by it, they had to, but he upholds all things by his word. Amen. That's what I think about it. I believe the Bible.
Amen.
科学试图贬低他，说那是一本陈旧的书，是翻译过来的。甚至连罗马天主教的新恩主教也说，那是被翻译了4、5遍的书，不一定很符合原来的意思了。你不可能靠那个活着，如果你必须要读它的话。但是神借着他的话语托住万有，阿们。那是我常常思考的。我相信圣经。
The word of his power. There's power in the word.
Amen.
When he had by himself purged our sins, look here, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
他全能的命令，神的道理有全能，他洗净了人的罪。看这里，他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
What's Paul trying to do? He's trying to show.That God purposed all things in Christ, and Christ was the express image of God.
保罗想做什么？他要指明神在基督里筹划万事，基督就是神的形象的表达。
The entire rest of the chapter deals with how that he was higher than angels, higher than all powers. Angels worshipped him. Paul was trying to magnify him.
这一章剩下的文字都是说明基督是怎样高于天使，高于一切全能，天使敬拜他，保罗要夸赞他。
Now I want to try, if I don't get any further than this, the rest of it just magnifying Christ, what Paul says over here like in the 11th chapter, and all by talking about the world, he said, what angel did he say, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee? See,
我想要试一试，如果我不做更进一步的讲解的话，可以说本章其余的文字都是在赞美基督。他说，所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，看到没有？然后保罗在第11节里所说的是有关世界末日的事。
The world, they shall perish, the world shall perish, but theAnd all the things of the world shall perish. He would hold them up like a vesture. They'd be old and turn and go away, but thou remainest.
Amen.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变。
Thou remainest forever. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee, and will never perish, sitting at the right hand of the majesty.
你的年数没有穷尽，所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说， 你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
What does right hand mean? Not God's got a right hand and somebody sitting on it. Right hand means the power and authority.
Yeah.
Got the authority of everything in heaven and earth, and all the heavens and earth is made by him.
右边是什么意思？不是说神有一只右手，某个人坐在他的右手边。右边的意思是能力和权力，表示基督在天上和地上拥有一切的权力，天地都是他所造的。
Now who is this great guy? This great fellow, Christ. Here, God and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the Trinity, but it's not a Trinity of people. It's a Trinity of office of one God.
谁是这位伟人？这伟大的人物呢？就是基督。看这里，是神在父子和圣灵里，不是三，是三而一，但不是三位神在一个身体里，是一位神具有三种职分。
He was the father leading the children of Israel. That was his office, the great Jehovah Father. And he dwelt on earth called the Son. And now he dwells in his church called the Holy Ghost, not three gods, one God. And three offices.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他是带领以色列儿女的父亲，那是他的职分，就是伟大的耶和华父亲。他住在地上，成为子，现在他又住在他的教会里，称为圣灵，不是三位神，而是一位神在三种职分里，父、子、圣灵。
People try to make him three different gods. God the Father, that's the reason the Jews, you never bring this to a Jew, you know, that there. He's got a commandment, I'm one God. There's only one God.
人们试图使他成为三位不同的神，父神。犹太人是绝不会同意三位神的。你不可能对犹太人这么说，不，犹太人只知道那诫命，除我以外，你不可有别的神，只有一位神。
In Africa, they baptize three different ways. They baptize once for the Father, once for the Son, and once for the Holy Ghost.
在非洲，人们以三种不同方式洗礼，他们一次为父洗礼，一次为子洗礼，一次为圣灵洗礼。
The Apostolic Faith Mission, they baptize three times face forward to his death. What they call the full gospel on the west coast or the east coast baptized three times backward, said he, unto his burial.
使徒信心传教团洗礼时，脸向前倒三次，表示与他同死。还有西海岸或者东海岸一个叫做全福音的教派，洗礼时是朝背后倒三次，说是表示与他同埋葬。
And he said when he died, he fell forward. And I said, oh, he's a buried man on his back. Just the little technical things when they're both wrong. Both wrong according to the scripture. This is the Urim Thummim that settles it.
按他向前倒三次的说，他死的时候是脸向前扑倒的呀，向后倒的说，不，你埋葬人的时候都是背朝下的。尽是些争论些陈旧的技术问题，他们两派的做法都错了，因为根据圣经他们都错了。这就是乌灵和土民，圣经说了算。
Now here, let's just picture that out and see what it looks like tonight. Here it is, if you want to see it. And all of about 25 years I've been a minister. I've studied that.
在这里让我们勾画一下，看今天晚上所讲的看起来像什么。如果你们想明白，这就是我的意见。我当传道人大约有25年了，我研究过那些事情。
And I've often wondered at gifts in the church. What is those gifts? Prophecy, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, divine revelation, so forth. That's all comes through Christ.
我经常对教会里的各种恩赐感到惊奇。那些恩赐是什么呢？说预言、讲方言、翻方言、神的启示等等，那全都是通过基督来的。
Now look, Christ is the head of all things, and he's the head of the church. And did you ever see a big diamond? A great big diamond that is chipped right. It's got little chips knocked off of it, chipped off of it. That makes a correct diamond.
看，基督是一切的头，他是教会的头。你见过大钻石吗？大钻石是由小碎片适当的组成的，是用敲出来的小碎片组成的，那样造出一块合适的钻石。
What's the chips for? The real diamond, the way it comes out, it's been bruised. The real diamond, when it's down, I was in Kimberley. You, many of you have heard you can pick up diamonds on the street. That's correct.
那些小碎片是做什么的？真正的钻石就是来自那些碎片，是被敲击的。真正的钻石来自他们。我到过金伯利，你们许多人听说过可以在街上找到钻石，那是对的。
Billy and I, Mr. Bosworth, the president of the Kimberley Diamond Mines, he was my usher in the meeting there.
比利，我，还有波斯沃斯，金伯利钻石矿的总裁带我们，他是我在那里聚会时的领座员。
And they take this over and just out of, they mine them about 1700 feet under the earth, they come out of blue stone. Big blue like this blue stone you get around here.
他们带我们去他们的钻石矿是在地下1700英尺左右。他们把很大的蓝石头采出来，大蓝石头，就好像你们摆在这附近的那块一样。
And those natives, they put them 1700 feet in the ground to mine them to keep the price up.
那些本地人把那些石头从地下1700英尺的矿里采到地面，使之增值。
You go on the river there, they got it guarded for hundreds of miles, take 2 10-gallon buckets, he said, and pick it up full of.Sand, and if you could get home with it, you'd be a multi-millionaire. There'd be so many diamonds in it. But they have to work and mine them to keep the price up on them.
你得去从河道里去到那里，他们一路几百英里都有人守护那条河。他说，如果你取两馒桶、十加仑桶的矿砂回家的话，你就能成为百万富翁，因为那里面有很多的钻石。但是人们必须先把钻石从矿里采出来。才能继续不断的使之增值。
Now, the diamond when it comes forth, it's just a big smooth round like piece of glass. There's a blue diamond, black diamond, emerald, and a clear diamond, white diamond.
钻石刚出来时，是像玻璃一样平滑的大圆块，有蓝钻石、黑钻石、绿钻石、透明钻石和白钻石。
But when it comes forth, then when it's made and put into use.There's a part of that diamond has to lose. And it has to lose the chips off of it.
但是在加工的时候，有一部分钻石是要丢失的，有一些碎片要失去。
Not little chips, because when it comes in direct light, like that, it makes a sparkle. The chip, what makes a sparkle? The way it's cut.
要敲掉那些碎片，那样在直接的光照下能产生闪光。根据不同的方法切割就能产生不同的闪光。
It's cut, chip, and then when it does, it makes a sparkle, and one will go a green light, the other will go a blue light, and maybe another emerald light, a red light, and different lights go from it, like a rainbow color. They call it fire in the diamond.
经过切割、组合，产生不同的闪光，有的闪绿光，有的闪蓝光，也许有的闪翠绿色的光，有的闪红光。不同颜色的光形成像彩虹一样的色彩，那叫做闪光钻石。
Now, each one of those lights represents gifts, but it's only Christ is the diamond, and He was the one who came and was bruised and wounded and chipped, that He might reflect Himself back as a light to the world. He's that master diamond.
每一种光代表一种恩赐，但是只有基督是那钻石，他是那来过被埋葬的、受击伤的、有缺口的，反射出他自己是世界的光，他是那大钻石。
Could you imagine before there even was an earth, before there was a light, before there was a star, before there was anything?
你能想象在没有地球、没有光、没有星辰、没有任何东西之前的情景吗？
There's a great fountain going forth of spirit, and out of this fountain came the most pure of love, because there was nothing for it to come from there but love.
有一股巨大的灵泉涌动，从这股灵泉里涌出最纯洁的爱。因为那里除了爱以外没有别的东西。
Now, what we call love today is a perverted love. But just as we get an essence, or a little bit of that love in us, it changes our whole opinion.
而我们今天所说的爱，是一种歪曲了的爱。 只要我们有一点那种爱在我们里面，就会改变我们的全部看法。
Then out of there come another stream off this main fountain, the diamond, and it was called righteousness, absolutely righteousness.
从那股灵泉里还涌出成为公义的钻石，绝对的公义。
Now, that's the reason we had to have law. That's the reason law has to have judgment. If your judgment doesn't follow law, law doesn't do no good.
那就是我们要有律法的原因，也是律法必须有审判的原因。如果律法没有审判相伴随，律法就毫无意义。
And when judgment was passed by law, which brings death, and there's no one who could pay the penalty but God Himself.
而律法随着审判来，又带来了死亡。除了神自己，没有人能承担那惩罚。
And He paid the penalty of our death and took our sins upon Him that we might be the righteousness of God through Him.
他为我们的死付出了代价，把我们的罪担到他身上，好叫我们通过他成为神的义。
Now, when these great lights went out, or great rays of spirit, love, peace, that's all there was. That there was no suffering, there was no hate or no malice. It couldn't come from this fountain. That was Jehovah. That was Jehovah God.
当那巨大的光出现，或者说巨大的灵光出现，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，那就是他所包含的。那里没有苦难，没有仇恨，没有邪恶，那些东西不可能从这灵泉里出来。那是耶和华，那是耶和华神。
And now, as the theologians call it, a theosophy went from that, which was called in the scriptural the logos. The logos that went out of God. It's hard to explain, but it was a part of God.
就像神学家说的，神的彰显从那灵泉里产生出来，在圣经里称那为道，道从神而来，这很难解释，但是道就是神的一部分。
Now here's what happened. I just get on this. This gets me right where I love it.
Amen.
The Logos and this great fountain.This great fountain of spirit, which had no beginning or no end.
这就是所发生的。我所喜爱的这感觉现在就充满了我。看到没有？道，那伟大的灵泉，这伟大的灵泉没有开始和结束。
This great spirit began to form in the creation.And a logos that went out from it was the Son of God.
这伟大的灵在创造中形成，从那里面出来的道就是神的儿子。
It was the only visible part that the Spirit had. And it was a theosophy, which means a body. And the body was like a man. Moses saw it when it passed through by the rock. And he looked at it and said, it looked like the hind part of a man.
那是这灵泉的唯一可见的形式，那就是神的彰显，意思是一个肉体，像人一样的肉体。当那灵的彰显经过那磐石的时候，摩西看见了他，他看着他说，那看去像是人的背面。
It's the same type of body that we receive when we die here. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. That was itAnd that was the theosophy, which was the Son of God.
那就是我们在这里接待的同一种身体的形式。我们在地上的这帐篷若拆毁了，我们有天上的那一个在等着我们，那就对了。那就是神的彰显，也就是神的儿子。
That Son, that Logos, became flesh because we were put in flesh, and the theosophy, the Logos.Became flesh here among us, and it was nothing else but the dwelling place for that entire fountain dwelling.
Amen.
那儿子就是神的道成为肉身，因为我们也穿着肉身，神的彰显就是神的道成为肉身 住在我们中间，那肉身不是别的任何东西，只是个居所，因为那整个灵泉住在它里面。
Oh, do you see it? There it is. That was the one that in. Look here. Let's turn now, right quick, to Hebrews the seventh chapter, just for a moment of grace, God being willing. Let's see what it looks like here.
你明白了吗？就是那样，那就是住在耶稣里的那一位。看这里，让我们很快的翻到希伯来书第七章。若神愿意，我们只要一点点时间，让我们看看这里是怎么讲的。
Abraham, how much time we got? We got 10 minutes. All right, we catch this, then we finish up next Sunday, Lord willing.
Amen.
亚伯拉罕，我们还剩多少时间？还有十分钟。好的，我们抓住这一点，然后我们在下个星期天讲完，若主愿意的话。
Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the kings, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem. How many knows what Salem was? Jerusalem.
亚伯拉罕，撒拜诸王回来了。这麦基洗德就是撒冷王。有多少人知道谁是撒冷王？撒冷是什么意思？就是耶路撒冷。
King of Salem, prince of the most high God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Listen. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
Amen.
撒冷王又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕撒拜诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。注意听，亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。
First being by interpretation the king of righteousness, after that also the king of Salem, which is the king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor ending of life.
他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母，无族谱，无生之始，无命之终。
A king come down from Salem and met Abraham coming from the slaughter of the kings, and this king didn't have no father, had no mother, had no beginning of days or ending of life. Who did Abraham meet?
撒冷王出来迎接杀败诸王的亚伯拉罕，这位王无父无母无族谱，无生之始，无命之终。亚伯拉罕见到的是谁呢？
I think he didn't have no father. He didn't have no mother. He never had a time that he began, and he never has a time when he'll end. So that same king of Salem has to be living today.
Amen.
Amen. You see it?
想一想吧，他没有父亲，他没有母亲，他没有开始的时间，也没有终了的时间，所以这位撒冷王今天也必活着。阿们，你明白了吗？
It was that theosomy, that was that son of God.
Amen.
What Salem? That Jerusalem which is above.
Amen.
That Abraham being blessed was searching, trying to find the city whose builder and maker was God.
他就是神的出现，就是神的儿子。撒冷是什么？那是在天上的耶路撒冷，那正是蒙福的亚伯拉罕所一直找寻的那座城，他的建造者是神。
He wandered about with sheepskins and goatskins, everywhere destitute, wandering and was seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. And he met the king of that Salem coming down, and he paid him a tenth of all his spoils. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Grimm, that was him. That was him.
那些圣徒披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏苦难，正是为了找寻那座城。 他的建造者是神，而亚伯拉罕见到了从那个耶路撒冷下来的王，并且把他所得的十分之一付给了他。阿们，那就对了。格里汉弟兄，那就是他，那就是他。
Abraham seen again. One day he's sitting in the tent. He looked coming up there and he's seen three men coming. You know, there's just something about a Christian that he knows spirit when he sees it. When he just knows it.
亚伯拉罕后来又见过他。有一天亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着。你知道，这正是一个基督徒的经历。他知道圣灵会让他看见，他知道会。
There's just something spiritual about it. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned.
Amen.
You know, he can just tell it. If he's really born, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
那是属灵的经历。属灵的事只有属灵的人才能看见。是的，他能辨别，如果他是真正重生的话，我的羊听我的声音。
And he just knew there was something. He run out and he said, come in, my Lord. Sit down. Stop a little bit. I'll get a morsel of bread and put in your hand. I'll wash your feet. Rest yourself. Think more about your journey for you come to visit me.
亚伯拉罕一看就知道有所不同。他就跑出去迎接他们，说，我主，请过来，求你停一下，我要拿一些饼放在你手里，我要洗你的脚，你歇息歇息，然后往前走。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。
Up in the barren land, taking the hard way, the way with the Lord's despised you, while Lot was living in riches, the nephew down there. But he was living in sin. That's what most riches produces.
他住在那荒凉的地方，选择少数人所过的艰苦的生活，并为神的缘故被人们所藐视。而罗德住在富贵之中，那是亚伯拉罕的侄儿，但他是住在罪中。富贵产生出最多的东西就是罪。
So Abraham brought him up while he got a little water and washed your feet. He ran into the calf and got a fat calf into the herdand killed it, give it to a servant to dress and said, Sarah, need your meal.
亚伯拉罕把他们请过来，他倒了一些水给他们洗了脚，他出去在牲口里挑了一只小肥牛宰了，交给他的仆人去烹调，又对莎拉说，莎拉，快揉面。
You know what kneading it is? Means, you know, Mom used to have an old, kind of like a wedge she had in the meal barrel. Did you ever see one of them with the sifter?
你们知道揉面是做什么？你们知道，当妈妈的，通常先要用一种老式的簸箕，那是放在古桶里。你见过筛子吗？一般簸箕和筛子都是放在一起的。你知道，谷物要先筛，先簸，再筛。簸的时候，重的部分就是那些沙子土块，就集中到一块，这样就把它们去掉了。
I see Mama do it many times, the wedge. Have a little round thing, got a little spring water on it. She'd get that needle up and sift it like that. She'd pat it back and forth like that, and then take the wedge and rake it around like that to get it all down.
我见过我妈妈用簸箕，那么簸很多次，然后再把谷物倒进一个圆筛子里。筛子有很多细的金属的丝网，她不断地晃动筛子，一边筛一边观察，这样就把灰土筛掉了。然后又拿起簸箕来簸，簸完了又筛。
And that's when we have to go down and get our meal, ground the old grist meal, and the big old burrs, you know, heavy, made real cornbread, you saw logs all day on it.
这是我们在去那个老式的磨坊之前要做的事情。在磨坊里有那种很重的石磨，能磨出做玉米饼的粉。你能够靠着那些玉米饼，整天的锯木头都不会觉得累。
So then,Said, need some meal right quick and make some whole cakes right here on the hearth right quick. And they milked the cow and got some milk and they got churned it and got some butter.
亚伯拉罕说，快揉点面，在这壁炉里烤些玉米饼，要快。他们又挤了一些牛奶，也搅动了一些牛奶，做成了黄油。
And then they went and killed the calf and got some meat and they fried the meat, got the buttermilk, cornbread,They got some butter to put on a hot whole cake. Oh, that's really good. And they smeared it all on there, and he took it out and set it down to these three men.
杀了小牛，做了牛肉，烤了饼，于是备齐了奶酪、玉米饼、黄油，用来涂在玉米饼上，是很好吃的。于是涂在饼上，亚伯拉罕把食物端出去，摆在那三个人的面前。
And while they were eating, they kept looking towards Sodom. And after a while, they got up and started walking away. And he said, Abraham, said, you won't keep it from me. I can't keep from you what I'm going to do. I'm going down there. The sins of Sodom's come in my ear.
那些人在吃饭的时候，眼睛一直望着索多玛的方向。吃过以后，他们站起来离开了。亚伯拉罕说，你们要做什么事，请不要瞒着我。那人说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？我要下去那里，索多玛的罪恶甚重，深闻于我。
Who was a man? Dust all over his clothes and sitting there eating the flesh of a calf and drinking the cow's milk and eating some whole cake cornbread and some butter. Who is this strange fellow? Three of them sitting there.
那人是谁呢？满身尘土，坐在那里吃牛肉、喝牛奶、吃玉米饼、涂黄油。这个陌生人是谁呢？他们三个人坐在那里。
Dust all over his clothes. Oh yeah, we're from a far country. Yeah, way away. And so he said, well, who were they?
他们都是风尘仆仆的啊。他们说，我们是从遥远的国度来的，对，非常遥远。那么他们是什么人呢？
He said, I can't keep from Abraham, seeing that he's the heir of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
I reveal my secrets, in other words, to those who are heir of the earth. That's where the church ought to be today. That's right.
那人说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？他是承受地土的。阿们。我要把我的奥秘显示出来。换句话说，显示给承受地土的人。今天的教会应该是如此的，那是对的。
Get the secrets of God, know how to hold yourself and act and what to do, how to walk and how to live with the heir of the earth. Right.
要明白神的奥秘，知道如何把握你自己，如何行为，做些什么，怎样行走，怎样生活，因为我们是承受地土的，那是对的。
He reveals it to you because you won't keep nothing back. That's why we're watching these things come to pass in the world. Oh, that's a bunch of fanaticism. Let him say it.
他向你显现，因为他不向你隐瞒任何东西，那就是我们看到这些事情成就的原因。世人说，那是一帮狂热者，随他们说去吧。承受地图的知道那些事。
They shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
他们必称为神的儿女。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
He makes his secrets known to him, reveals it to him, showing him what to do and how to live, forsaking the things of the world, walking godly, living godly in this present world, walking on with him. Let the world say what they want to.
他使他的奥秘向他们显明，启示给他们，向他们指明该做什么，怎样生活，离弃世上的恶事，在这个世上虔诚的行走和生活，与他同行，让世人去说他们想说去吧。
So he said, I can't keep this secret from Abraham, because seeing he's the heir of the earth. But he said, I'm going down to destroy Sodom. I'm going down.
所以那个人说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？他是承受地土的，我要去毁灭索多玛，我要去了。
What are you going to do, Mister? Where are you from?What's it all about?
夫子，你要去做什么？你从哪里来？这一切是怎么回事呀？
Come to find out, he said, and another thing, Abraham, you've waited 25 years for this promise I give you. You done got all the bird eye up and the pins and everything for this baby 25 years ago. You still been waiting on me.
同时，亚伯拉罕发现另外一件事，因为那个人说，亚伯拉罕，还有一件事，你等待我给你的应许，已经等了25年。你一直翘首以待，在25年前就为那个孩子准备好了一切东西，你现在仍然在等待我。
Now I'm going to visit you just about the time of life, according to time of life. Next month I'll be with you.
到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里。
And Sarah back in the tent, and this man had his back turned to the tent, talking to Abraham like this, and Sarah went. He said, "What made Sarah laugh?"
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how about that? That was quite a telepathy, wasn't it?
而在帐篷里的撒拉呢，那人是背对着帐篷，像这样跟亚伯拉罕说话的。而撒拉呢，那人说，撒拉为什么暗笑？哈哈，那是怎么回事？那真的是心灵感应，不是吗
？What made Sarah laugh? Sarah said, "No wonder." I said, "Oh yes, she did. She was scared. She was trembling."
撒拉为什么暗笑？撒拉说，我没有笑。那人说，不然，你实在笑了。撒拉很害怕，她发抖了。
Who is that? Could know what she's doing back in the tent? That's that same God that's with us today. Same one. He knows all about it. See, he just reveals it as you have need. See.
那能知道撒拉在帐篷里暗笑的人是谁呢？那就是今天与我们在一起的同一位神，同一位。他知道一切，看到没有？他在你有需要的时候就显现了，明白吗？
What you laugh about? See, his back turned to it. The Bible stated that, and his back was turned to the tent. But he knew it. What's she back there doing this, you see? So, he said, I'm going to visit you.
你笑什么？看，他是背对着帐篷的。圣经这么说明了，他是背对着帐篷的。但是他知道撒拉在他背后的帐篷里做什么。你明白了吗？他说，我还要来看你。
This strange fellow. You know what happened? He walked right out there and vanished. And the Bible said that that was Almighty God.
Amen.
Jehovah. That great fountain. That theosophy, that logos.
这陌生人是谁呢？你知道发生了什么？他走出去后就消失了。圣经里说那就是全能的神。耶和华那伟大的源泉，那神的彰显，那道。
Some preacher said to me some time ago, said, "Brother Brandon, you would actually think that was God, would you?" I said, "The Bible said it was God, Elohim, which He was Almighty God, the El Shaddai."
Amen.
That's right, the strength giver, the satisfier. Amen.
有一些传道人前些时候对我说，伯南汉弟兄，你不会认为那个人就是神吧？啊，我说，圣经说那就是神，以罗心，他就是全能的神，以勒沙代，那是对的，力量的给予者，需求的满足者，阿们。
Oh, I feel religious. Think of it. Here he is. I'm going to show you who he is. Here, then you'll see who the Son is. That was Jesus.
Amen.
Before he had the human name Jesus.
啊，我感到敬畏。想一想吧，那就是他。我要指给你看他是谁，你就会明白儿子是谁。那就是耶稣，在他有人类的名字耶稣之前的他。
Stood there at the fountain that day, and they was all drinking, you know, and having other waters in the wilderness and things like that. He said they're eating their manna.
那天站在永流的泉源那里，你知道所有的人都喝了。喝了那旷野里的灵水等等，他们都吃过玛拿。
Said, he said, "Our fathers eat manna in the wilderness for 40 years." He said, "They're everyone dead." He said, "I'm the bread of life. It come from God out of heaven. He that eats this bread shall never die."
Amen.
有人说，我们的祖宗在旷野里吃了40年的玛拿。耶稣说，但是他们每个人都死了。我是从天上神那里降下来的生命的粮。吃了这个粮就永远不死。
Said, "Well, our fathers drank from a spirit, from a spiritual rock that was in the wilderness that followed him." He said, "I'm that rock." Glory. Saint John, the sixth chapter.
他们说，我们的祖宗在旷野里喝了随着他们的灵磐石出来的水。耶稣说，我就是那磐石，荣耀啊！这是记在约翰福音第六章里面的。
Why they said what? Yes, that's right. Why said you're not even 50 years old. Of course, his work made him look a little old, but he's only 30.
他们说，你说什么？你说什么？耶稣说，是的，我就是那磐石。他们说，你还没有50岁。耶稣的工作使他看去比实际年龄老一些，其实他才30岁。
Said you're a man not over 50 years old, and you say you've seen Abraham has been dead for 800 or 900 years. We know now that you're a devil. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
你是个还没有50岁的人，你说你见过已经死了1900多年的亚伯拉罕，我们现在知道你是个魔鬼。耶稣说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
There he is. Who was the I am? A perpetual name for all generation. That was that pillar of fire in the burning bush. I am that I am.
Amen.
There he was, that theophany made here called the Son of God. The I am the Jehovah.
他是自有永有的。自有永有的是谁呢？那是世世代代永久的名字，那就是在燃烧的荆棘中的火柱。我是自有永有的，他就是那里，神的彰显在那里显示，成为神的儿子，那自有永有的耶和华。
Thomas said, Lord, show us the Father and satisfy. I said, I've been so long with you, you don't know me. Say, when you see me, you see the Father. Why say, show us how the Father?
腓力说，求主把父显给我们看看，我们就知足了。耶稣说，我与你们同在这样的长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我就是看见了父，你怎么还说将父显给我们看呢？
I'm the Father one, my Father dwelleth in me. I'm just a tabernacle called the Son. The Father dwells in me. Not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works.
Amen.
Not me.
我与父本为一，父住在我里面，我只是一个称为子的身体，父就住在我里面，不是我在做事，是住在我里面的父做他自己的事，他在做事，不是我。
Now, standing back there again, Moses seen the hind part of him, said it looked like a back of a man, the logos that went from God.
再往以前看，摩西看到了他，看到他的背影，说看去好像人的背影，那就是从神来的道体。
Then what happened? This was God, and the reason he had to come from logos to flesh, what happened to that? 5 minutes before that, he was the logos. But what did he do?
然后发生了什么呢？这是神，他从道的形体到肉体，什么？他怎么能变成那样？那发生的是什么？5分钟之前他还是道的形体，他做了什么呢？
He just reached over. Now our bodies are made out of 16 different elements of the world. We know that. It's made out of potash and a little calcium and petroleum and cosmic light and atoms and so forth, all bundled together and makes this body. Comes from the dust earth.
他只不过一伸手，我们的身体是由世界上16种不同的元素构成的，我们都知道这一点。什么钾盐啦、钙啦、石油啦、宇宙光啦、原子啦等等，全合成在一起，构成了这个身体，是来自尘土的。
You eat food, you eat the food that turns into from the dust, and it comes from the dust, and it just goes right on. Your flesh, as far as your flesh, is no different from a horse or from a cow or anything else. It's still just flesh.
你吃食物，那食物就变成了，那食物也是从尘土来的。它来自尘土，然后就是这样继续下去。所以你的肉体，仅就这肉体来说，与一匹马、一条牛或任何其他东西是没有区别的，只是个肉体。
Boy, you glorify the flesh, but that spirit has a soul in there, my brother. That's right. But your flesh is just dust the earth like that animal. Your flesh is no more than an animal.
孩子，你赞美这肉体，是因为有灵魂在那里面，我的弟兄。那是对的，你的肉体像动物肉体一样，只是地上的尘土。你的肉体并不比动物的肉体强。
If you lust after flesh and things, you see lust after women, lust after all these different things, it's still animal. That's right. Right, you shouldn't do it. The Spirit of God will lead you on a higher plane than that. That's exactly right.
如果你随从肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、对女人的欲望、对各种东西的欲望，你就仍然是动物，那是对的，就是那么回事。你不能那么做，神的灵会引导你，并把你放到比那高的境界，那是绝对正确的。
Now, and here this great Theosthenes stand there. What that great Jehovah God? You know what he said? He just reached over, got a handful of atoms, got a little light, and poured it in like this one, a body, and just stepped right into it. That's all.
在那里，神的彰显站在那里，那是什么？那伟大的耶和华神。你知道他说了什么？他拿起一把原子，一点光，像这样把它们放到一起，然后吹一口气，一个身体就产生了，就是那么回事。
He said, "Come here, Gabriel, that great archangel. Step in there. Come here, Michael, the angel on his right side. For the Jew, step in there."
神说：“加百列，就是那个大天使长，进到那里边去。”又说：“米迦勒。”就是神右边的天使，你进到那里去。
God and two angels walk down here in human flesh and drink the milk from a cow, eat the butter out of the milk, and eat some corn bread and eat the flesh of the calf.
Emma.
Two angels and God, the Bible said so.
神和两个天使在人类肉身的形式里下来，喝牛身上挤出来的奶，吃牛奶里提炼的黄油，还吃了一些玉米饼和牛肉，两个天使和神，圣经是这么说的。
That's Melchizedek that Abraham met coming from the slaughter of the kings. That's the Son of God.
那就是亚伯拉罕杀败诸王归来的时候所遇见的那位麦基洗德，他就是神的儿子。
Go ahead here in the Hebrews the seventh said, but made in the order alike unto the Son of God.
Amen.
There he is. He made all things by him. And he walked right out there and just changed that dust right back to dust again and stepped right back into glory.
往前翻到希伯来书第七章，那里说乃是与神的儿子相似，那就是他，万物都是借着他造的，他走出来只不过是出于尘土又归于尘土，并且走进荣耀里。
And the angels, as soon as they delivered Lot and missed Lot and she kept looking back and saidTold him not to do it again, and they stepped right back into the presence of God.
啊，那两个天使呢？他们救了罗德和罗德的妻子，可是罗德的妻子偏要回头看。天使告诉他们不要回头看。过后，那两个天使又回到神的面前。
Now what a great hope we have in this great faith that we serve tonight. The living God, the Jehovah, the pillar of fire is with us. Shows himself in power and action and magnify.
我们今天晚上是怀着何等大的盼望，侍奉着这位伟大的信心的创造者，永生的神，耶和华，那火柱是与我们同在的，显明他自己在大能里，在行动中，赞美中。
Let him take the picture of him, the same Jehovah, the Son of God.That came from God, went back to God, and dwells in His church forevermore. There He is.
让人们拍下他的照片，那同一位耶和华，从神那里来的神的儿子，又回到神那里去，并永远的住在他的教会里，那就是他。
He has our names on His book with a sworn oath by Himself, for there is no one greater He can swear by. That He'll raise us up at the last day.
他把我们的名字写在他的册子上。指着他自己起誓，因为没有比他大的可以指着起誓，说在末世要叫我们复活。
He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up to the last day. He that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out.
那吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末世我要叫他复活。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃。
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me.Everlasting life and shall never come into condemnation, but pass from death into life.
Amen.
那听我话，又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
That same one could just reach and grab a handful of calcium and potash. There you are again. And my name's on his book.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
那同一位神，可以抓起一把钙和钾。 一声，你就再次出现了，我的名字在他的生命册上，哈哈，太美妙了。我还管肩膀上压着什么重担呢？我还管我年纪有多么老吗？当然不用管了，一点也不用担心了，哈哈。
Brother Mike, one of these days, bless your heart, brother, when that great trumpet will come, that sound, and that Joseph will step forth. Hallelujah!
Mike 弟兄，到那时候祝福你的心，弟兄。当那伟大的号角声吹响的时候，约瑟会走上前，哈利路亚。
You say, children, there will be made in his likeness, young forever, old age has passed away, sickness, trouble, sorrows has vanished.
Amen.
Glory be to the living God.
他要说，孩子们，那时候你就出现了，有他的样式，永远年轻。老年也不再有了，疾病、烦恼、悲伤都消失了，荣耀归于永生神。
That's who he speaks to today, his son. In sundry times and divers manner he spoke to the prophets, but in this last day through his son Christ Jesus.
那就是他今天通过他的儿子发言。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子基督耶稣晓谕我们。
He speaks to every man's heart that he is called. If you've ever felt his voice or heard it knock at your heart, please don't turn it away. Let us pray.
他向他所呼召的每一个人的心说话。如果你已经感觉到他的声音，或者听见他在敲击你的心，请不要拒绝他。让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, tonight,As we're so happy to know that the opening of this Hebrew letter, how Paul went right back into the Gospels. He just wouldn't take it up on a hearsay or up on an experience. He wanted us to know what was truth.
天父啊，今天晚上我们是如此高兴地知道，在希伯来书一开头，保罗就直接地传讲福音。他不根据传闻或经历来传讲，他要我们知道什么是真理。
And he went right back into the Gospels, and back into the Old Testament, the Gospel that was preached to them. And he seen through the Old Testament there, all the shadows and types.
他直接讲到福音，他回到旧约，给他们传讲了福音，他看到了旧约都是影子和预表。
That's why we got this great book of the Hebrews tonight. And we see it, Lord, and we love it.And through ages it's been burned, it's been scattered, it's been tried to be done away with, but she waves on just the same.
Amen.
For thou hast said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not.
那就是我们今天晚上讲这部伟大的希伯来书的原因。主啊，我们明白这一点，我们爱这一点。他的历代被烧毁、被分散、被毁谤，但是他依然后浪推前浪，因为你说过，天地要废去。我的话却不能废去。
And the skeptic can say, well, you said Paul wrote this, not Paul, but God that was in Paul. That creative being that was inside of Paul.
无神论者会说，好，你说是保罗写的这本书，不是保罗，而是在保罗里面的神，是在保罗里面的那个造物主。
Just like was in David.When he said, I'll not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell.
就像神在大卫里面说，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And the Son of God taking those words from that prophet and went right into the bosoms of hell and said, tear down this tabernacle, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And he did it, because God's word can't fail, one iota can't fail.
神的儿子把先知的话拿过来，去到地狱里，并说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日之内要再建立起来。”他这么做了，因为神的道不能落空，一点也绝不可能。
How we thank God for this great Urim Thummim, and to know that our experiences tonight, Lord, flashes right on this Bible here. We're born again, have the Holy Spirit.
我们为此多么感谢神。这伟大的乌灵和土民，主啊，我们知道我们今天晚上的经历
在这圣洁面前闪光，我们是重生的，我们拥有圣灵。
Dear God, if there be a man or woman in here tonight, boy or girl, who has never witnessed this, how could they raise up if there's no life in there? All they say, I have life. But the Bible said, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she's alive.
亲爱的神，如果今天晚上在这里有任何一个人从来没有见证过你的生命，若是那里面没有生命，他们怎么能复活呢？哦，他们说，我有生命呢。但是圣经说，那好宴乐的寡妇正活的时候也是死的。
You say you have life, but you're dead. You claim, said the Bible, that you have life, but you're dead.
你声称你有生命，但你是死的。圣经说，你说你有生命，但你是死的。
Thou say you're rich and have need of nothing, but not know that you're miserable and poor and naked and blind and don't know it. And that's the condition of the churches tonight, Lord.
你说你富足，已经发了财，一样也不缺，却不知你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。这就是今天晚上教会的状况，主啊。
How they miss these great, valuable things to know that the great Jehovah God,who can only produce by, said, bring me those little fish. He had to take the fish to make something with it, showing that the resurrection had to be something to do something with.
他们是怎样错过了这些伟大贵重的东西啊？认识伟大的耶和华神，只有他才能创造。他说，给我那些小鱼，他要用那些小鱼来创造什么东西，表明复活是必须有什么东西做基础的。
He not only made fish, but he made cooked fish and cooked bread. And he fed 5,000, the five little fish, little loaves and two fishes. Oh, Lord, it was in his hands, and he was a creator. But he had to have something in his hand.
他不仅创造了鱼，而且是烤熟的鱼，还有烤熟的饼。他用五个小饼和两条小鱼喂饱了5000人。主啊，那是在他的手里，他是创造者。但是他必须有什么东西在他手里。
God, may we lay ourselves in his hands tonight and say, Oh God, take me as I am. And when the end of my life is here, let me go with this hope that was within me, knowing that I've been born again and your spirit has bore record with me and witnessed with my spirit that I'm your son or your daughter. And at that last day, you'll raise them up. Grant it, Father.
神啊，让我们今天晚上把自己放在你的手里，说，神啊，把我拿去吧。当我走到生命的终点时，让我怀着我里面的盼望去吧，知道我已经重生了，你的灵已经在我里面见证我的灵，证明我是你的儿女。到末日，你会使我们复活。父啊，求你成就这祈求。
While we have our heads bowed, would there be one would raise your hand, say, Remember me, Brother Branham, in prayer. I want God to know me when before I leave this earth, that He'll know me so much that He'll call my name, I'll answer.
当我们低着头的时候，若有人愿意举起手说，伯纳汉弟兄，请你在祷告中纪念我，我要神在我离开这个土地的时候认得我，他认得我到一个程度能叫出我的名字来，我也会回答。
Lord bless you son, God bless you, and you, and you lady, someone else, just raise your hand, say, pray for me brother Branham, that's what we'll do, God bless you young lady, that's good.
神祝福你孩子，神祝福你，神祝福你，还有你女士，还有吗？只要举起你的手说，伯纳汉弟兄，请为我祷告，那就是我要做的。神祝福你，年轻的女士，那很好。
Now while your head's bound, praying, I'm going to sing a verse of this song.
当你们继续低头祷告，我要唱一首歌。
Covet not this world's vain riches.That so rapidly became Build your hopes on things eternal They will never pass away Oh, to God's unchanging handTo God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things
勿贪求这世上荣华，他们会很快消亡。寻求获得天上的宝藏，他们永远不会失去。握住神不变的手，握住神不变的手，将你希望建在永恒世上。握住神不变的手。
While she's playing on your head bow, will you just reach your hand up and say, Yes, Lord, here's mine. What will it do? It'll show your spirit in you made a decision. I want your hand, Lord.
姐妹在弹琴，你的头低着，请你举起你的手说，主啊，是的，看见我的手了吗？那有什么作用呢？那表明你里面的灵做出了一个决定，主啊，我想要你的手。
God bless you, little girlie. I'll raise my hand. God bless you, little girl down here. That's fine, honey. God knows happy to see you do that. Suffer the little children to come to me.
神祝福你，小姑娘。我要举起我的手。神祝福你，这边的小姑娘。那很好，亲爱的。你知道神是很喜悦看见你所做的，因为他说过让小孩子到我这里来。
I want God you to hold my hand.And that day I want to be in your hand that when you call, I'll come. Yes, like Lazarus was. God bless you, sister.
我想要神抓住我的手。到那一天我要在他的手里。那么他喊我时，我就会像拉萨路一样的走出来。神祝福你，姐妹。
When our journey is completed, God, you have been true. There and bright your home in glory. Your enraptured soul shall view.
当我们的旅途结束，如果你对神忠心，在天上有荣耀家乡，惊喜的魂会看到。
What you do now, then?
现在你要做什么呢？
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal.
握住神不变的手，握住神不变的手，将你希望建在永恒世上。握住神不变的手。
Heavenly Father, several hands went up in this little meeting tonight that they want to take a hold tonight of your unchanging eternal hand.
天父啊，今天晚上这里有许多人的手举起来。他们想要抓住你的永恒不变的手。
Knowing that what is committed to you, you said, I, all the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them will be lost, and I'll raise them up at the last day. Can never perish, can never come to judgment, but has eternal life.
他们知道要把自己交托给你，因为你说过凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他，在末日却叫他复活。这些人是不会死的，是不会临到审判的，却要永恒的生命。
And there's only one eternal life that comes from God alone. It is God. And we become part of God so much that we're sons and daughters of God.
只有一种永恒的生命，那就是来自神的，那就是神。我们成为神的一部分，成为神的儿女。
When we have God's Spirit in us, we think like God. We think of righteousness and holiness. And we try to live to please Him.
当我们里面有了神的灵，我们就像神一样思想。我们想的是公义圣洁，我们想活得蒙他喜悦。
Grant, Lord, that type of life will enter every person that raised your hand, and those who should have raised their hands and did not. I pray that you'll be with them. Grant it, Father.
主啊，求你恩准，让那样的生命进入每一个举起手的人。父啊，求你成就。
And when journey is ended, life is finished. May we enter into peace at that day with Him, where we'll never be old, never be sick, never be no trouble. Until then, keep us joyful and happy,
Amen.
Praising Him. For we ask it in His name. Amen.
当我们在地上的旅居结束时，我们在那一天进入他的安息，在那里我们永远不会变老，不会生病，不会烦恼。愿你保守我们的喜悦和快乐，直到那一天。我们奉他的名赞美他，阿们。
All you believers, now let's just raise your hands and sing that chorus.
所有的信徒们，让我们举起手来一起唱歌。握住神不变的手，握住神不变的手，将你希望建在永恒世上。握住神不变的手。
While you're doing that, your neighbor, to say God bless you, neighbor, shake hands with somebody sitting next to you. God bless you.
让我们轻声地哼这首歌，你可以对你身边的人说：“神祝福你。”与你身边的人握手说，神祝福你。
On both sides now. On both sides. Shake hands. God bless you, neighbor. God be with you. Build your hopes on things eternal.
Amen. 与你两边的人都握手，说神祝福你邻居，神与你同在，盼望那永恒的事物。道哥弟兄，我知道他在那里，弟兄，那位弟兄，我知道你很久以前就在那里。
When this journey is completed,
当我们的旅途结束，
it's going to happen one of these days.
在那些日子会发生的。
If to God we have been true,
如果你对神忠心，
you see Brother Seward there,
在那里我们会看见塞沃德弟兄。在天上有荣耀家乡，惊喜的魂会看到。握住神不变的手。
I like that worship as the message.
我喜欢在讲道之后的那种敬拜。握住神不变的手，将你希望建在永恒世上。握住神不变的手，时间充满快速变迁，没有稳固站立式。将你希望建在永恒世上，握住。
I just catch a view of him, that unseen one in the midst now, and just worship him now.
让我们抓住看见他的机会， 看不见的那一位现在就在我们中间，在我们唱歌的时候敬拜他。握住神不变的手，握住神不变的手，将你希望建在永恒世上，握住神不变的手，平安，平安，奇妙的平安。
Just worship him.
现在就敬拜他吧。
Coming down. The message is over. It's worship.
那平安从天父而降。讲到已经结束了，我们现在敬拜。我祈求那深邃的爱的狂澜，永远席卷我们的魂魄。我们就浸泡在他的爱里。平安，平安，奇妙的平安，那平安从天父而降。那伟大的泉源打开了。我祈求那深邃的爱的狂澜，永远席卷我们的魂魄。难道他不会做什么吗？平安，平安，奇妙的平安，那平安从天父而降。我祈求那深邃的爱的狂澜，永远席卷我们的魂魄。
Is there something about it just rich and sweet? I wonder if there's a sick person who wants to be anointed and prayed for me. If there is, find your place.Is there the lady in the wheelchair there? Just let her remain. I'll come pray for her. She won't have to get in the chair. Another?
Is that not rich and sweet? I want to ask, is there a patient who wants to pray for oil? If there is, let me know your place. Oh, this lady on the wheelchair, do you want to? Let her stay there. I'll come to pray for her.他不用挪地方，还有人吗？
Oh, don't you just love this part of the service? How many people just know that the presence of God here? That's what I talk about. That's sane. You just feel like, how many feels like you can just scream out? That's the thing. You just feel like something you're just supposed to scream out. See?
啊，你难道不喜欢这样的聚会吗？有多少人知道神现在就在这里？ 那正是我所说的，有多少人感到想要喊叫出声来，好像有什么东西在你里面，一定要喊出来，看到没有？平安，平安，奇妙的平安，那平安从天父而降。我祈求那深邃的爱的狂澜，永远席卷我们的魂魄。
While we're in worship, we're going to anoint the sick now and pray for them. Come out this way, ladies.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们要为病人抹油祷告。女士，你走过来好吗？
What does this mean? The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Everybody, just come back home. Thank you, Jesus.
这表示什么？信心的祷告必定能救病人。每个人继续哼那首歌，想一想耶稣医治病人的事。给他抹油。